NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. The eastern seaboard was taken by storm. Superstorm Sandy has cut an 800-mile swath of destruction. NBC's Jay Gray.
The force of the massive storm was felt all along the coast. More than 8 million homes lost power in more than a dozen states. And the early damage estimates are at $20 billion.
The New Jersey shore where Sandy made landfall was very hard hit. Governor Chris Christie viewed the devastation and comforted a survivor in the town of Balmore.
I was just here walking this place this summer. The fact that most of it is gone is just incredible to me. Very difficult day. Very difficult day. So we just, we'll rebuild. We'll make good. You know that. We're tough.
We're tough.
President Obama will tour the damaged areas in New Jersey tomorrow. In other news, home prices went up in nearly every major U.S. city in August. According to the closely watched Case-Shiller Index, prices went up an average of 2% in August. Seattle was the only city in the index to report a small decline. This is NBC News Radio. Sandy is not just creating headaches for air travel in the United States. NBC's Michelle Kaczynski said world travelers are having a hard time getting around.
There was one family trying to get out of the city of lights back to a place in Connecticut that may or may not have power once they arrive. And they were thinking the only way might be through Montreal.
We obviously need to get a place to stay here in Paris. They don't know how long it's going to be before airports open.
Others were spending more than 24 hours in Heathrow trying to get to L.A. And for others spread farther afield, for example, in Asia, the next flight to the U.S. might not be for nearly a week.
The New York Stock Exchange will reopen for regular trading Wednesday after being shut down for 2 days because of that storm. The exchange says its building and trading floor are fully operational. Normal trading will resume at the usual time starting at 9:30 a.m. Today marks the first time since 1888 the exchange has been closed for two consecutive days because of weather. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Jack Rice here for the Calhoun Beach Club. You have to check this out. A 40,000 square foot location. And here's the thing that's really special. Look, I've gone to the chains. I mean it. I did it for years. But the thing is the Calhoun Beach Club actually offers you an experience. When I walk in the door, they know who I am. They know who the other people are who are behind me. They expect you, and they can help you. Individual training, it's fantastic. Mention AM 950 and get a free 3-day pass. And make sure you tell them Jack sent you.
Estate planning doesn't have to be hard. This is Chris Timchuk with Unique Estate Law. I help loved ones avoid excessive court involvement when dealing with estates. I specialize in complex estate planning for both traditional and blended families, unmarried couples, and single parents. My ability to custom design wills, healthcare directives, and financial powers of attorney has given me a strong reputation in our LGBT community. Let's navigate the legalese together. Protect your legal and financial future. Find the list of my services at uniqueestatelaw.com. Uniqueestatelaw.com.
Okay, so just what is going on here, people?
Coming up on Wednesday's Halloween edition of the Morning Grind, Super Scary William. Also, Jeff Stein will be here for the hour. We'll be talking about politics, taking your phone calls as well, and get you ready for some treats. Ooh, it's the Morning Grind starting at 6 a.m.
Oh, I feel so much better. Wow. I feel like I could take on the world. Everything's going to be okay.
The Morning Grind, weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on AM 950.
Hi, this is Paul Bengston. I've been involved in political and union printing for 28 years. This year, I'm proud to join the team at Seven Corners Printing, your go-to union printer in the Twin Cities. When you need high-quality printing of all kinds, trust our union team at Seven Corners Printing. Our fast turnaround and top-notch quality ensures your business will stay ahead of the curve. We are conveniently located near the State Fairgrounds, so call us today at 651-222-8381. That's 651-222-8381.
health provider said they want to run some blood work and see. See what? What do those numbers mean? Should you be asking more questions? And what about donating blood? Is that a good idea or not? Tune in to the Wake Up Call radio show on Saturday at 9 a.m. to understand what those test results mean and the importance of donating blood. The Wake Up Call radio show is brought to you by Genesis Hypnosis. For more information, go to genesishypnosis.com.
AM 950 weather brought to you by Rainbow Chinese. 27 for the low tonight under partly cloudy skies. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. And tomorrow night down to about 33. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 47. And it looks like mid-40s for the rest of the weekend. Rainbow Chinese offers first-generation Chinese cuisine that sets itself apart from conventional Chinese restaurants. It's a great spot for dining in or reserve a spot for events. Find them on Eat Street in South Minneapolis and more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hello, friends. Welcome in. AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Nancy Nelson here. It is a beautiful Tuesday, and I do mean beautiful because I walked into the station today after having been gone for a day yesterday. Wonderful Ian of the Tundra Boy Wonder Engineer bailed me out, actually gave you a replay of the Friday show that we did with Mike McEntee from theuptake.org. Oh, do I have stuff to tell you about Mike McEntee, who with any luck will be able to call us from the road at 10 minutes to 6. Mike today has had cameras with theuptake.org at the University of Minnesota, McNamara Hall, with President Clinton, who was there to get out the vote. It was so much fun. Go on theuptake.org and watch it, because Ellison is speaking, and he gets, are we ready? Are we ready? And, of course, they're talking to the young people. And then Amy Klobuchar comes up, and then Governor Dayton comes up, and then Vice President Mondale comes up, and then President Clinton comes up. And the whole point of this was to convince the young people there, who, by the way, got in free, didn't have to have a ticket, just get there. And it was just jammed, as you can imagine. The whole point was, look, he'll win if the young vote gets out like they did before. And it's neck and neck, and we need him to win. It's just fabulous. You have to go to theuptake.org and watch it. And then the thing that I hope Mike McEntee is going to call in about, I say hope because he's on the road now between places. Today he covered live the only debate that Michelle Bachmann has done since she stopped running for president of the United States with Jim Graves. And Jim Graves, who apparently is closing the gap and giving her a lot of trouble, was nothing short of remarkable. You have to go to theuptake.org and watch him. He was strong. He challenged her. He was specific. He said, look, I have this plan, this plan, this plan. And she said, well, we're going to lose Social Security, and we have to. And he said, no, wait, no, that's not the facts. The financial and the economic and the arithmetic facts are this, 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 this. And she just sort of looked at him like, what did you just say? I mean, it was, he just didn't let her get away with it. He was absolutely astonishing. You need to go to theuptake.org and watch that as well. And tomorrow, theuptake.org will live stream the debate between Rick Nolan and Chip Cravack. Nolan, of course, trying to take back the seat that Cravack took in 2010 from our beloved Jim Oberstar. Nolan served for that district in Congress in Washington 32 years ago and thought it was so bad that he'd come out of retirement and do it again. And he's given Cravack a run for his money. We need Oberstar's seat back. Most of all, we need Cravack to go home and I don't know, enjoy his garden or something. We just can't have him there. In a little while, we are going to talk to one of the most remarkable men I've met in a very long time. I am sincerely hoping that he will be a representative to the Minnesota legislature from his district. His name is Jeff Wilfert. You have heard the name often. Jeff and his wife suffered what most parents find inconceivable, the loss of their beloved son. A year ago, over a year ago now, in Afghanistan, he was killed in action. And Jeff and his wife decided that in their son's name, they were going to fight a fight that no one should have to. Their son died overseas for everyone's rights, and he is a gay, was a gay man. And we are now deciding here in Minnesota if the man who died for us would be allowed to come home and be considered a full citizen with full rights. Astonishing, isn't it? Which is why, of course, we must vote no on the anti-gay marriage amendment, the same-sex amendment, a marriage amendment. But we have to see to it that people get to the polls and they vote for Jeff Wilford, a man with a heart and a mind that should belong in our Minnesota legislature. We'll talk to Jim very shortly. Ian of the Tundra Boy Wonder Engineer, thank you, thank you, thank you for helping me out. As you know, yesterday, Willie Nelson, my Energizer Bunny, I call Dad that because he'll have a bad day and I stick around, had kind of a bumpy day, and I, you know, you guys are so adorable. I called and I said, I got to stay home. And you said, okay, thanks a bunch.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's so funny because now today I was going, I said, okay, Dad, I'm on my way to the station. And then he has somebody who's at the house with him when I'm gone pull up the show on the computer. So he can listen to it because he gets frustrated when if he can't get his radio loud enough and he wants to be able to hear well. And he said to me, will Ian of the North be there today? I said, Ian of the Tundra. Oh, yeah, yeah. Is he going to be there? I said, yeah. Well, you tell him hello.
Well, hello, Willie.
I don't know why. I mean, apparently you're calling when I don't know about it or something, but hello from Willie Nelson. Have you been watching the news today, kids? We are going to go in just a moment to talk to someone who has a restaurant that if you haven't been there, you need to be there. But Bill Clinton, not just here today, but has been speaking, of course, about why we need to vote for Obama and one of the many things he discussed was, and I love that he's doing it, because Obama, of course, can't and shouldn't, but as his surrogate, Clinton can say a lot of things. Clinton today said, did you see the GOP convention? Did you see Romney come out and make fun of global warming and climate change and even said, oh, Obama is trying to make things green and hold back the ocean? And he made fun of him, Clinton is saying. And Clinton said, well, I don't know about you, but in my neighborhood, it would have been darn nice if somebody had held back the ocean yesterday, and Obama's the man to do it. It was just perfect. And then he said, listen, whether you want to talk about global warming or not, all of the intelligent people understand that there's no choice anymore. And all of these places that have now suffered these horrible devastations because of so much building right on the ocean, they are going to be given no choice by insurers. They are either going to move buildings way back from the water because it's going to be coming up higher with this global warming, or they're not going to be insured by the federal government or anybody else. It's time to join reality. It is time for you to go to the Rainbow Chinese Restaurant. I'm telling you, it is such a treat. And when I was there, I met Tammy Wong. Tammy, a first-generation owner. And Tammy, how are you today?
I am doing great. Thank you so much.
When I was there, Tammy, first of all, I love your place. Tell everybody exactly where you are. It's a lovely location, and it's a very comfortable I want to say simple place. That's not right. Just comfortable. You don't have to be fancy. It's just cozy. Where are
cozy
you located?
Cozy and quaint.
Yes, quaint. Where are you located?
We are on 2750 Nicholas East Street,
which is just north of 28th and Nicollet. The thing that I love is it's Rainbow Chinese, and the building on the outside has this big purple rainbowy sign that says Rainbow Chinese. You can't miss that you're Rainbow Chinese.
And some dragons that holding up the building from the local artists.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Tammy, you are the owner. You are the head chef, and you've
right?
been there quite some time. How long have you been there?
Well, we are celebrating 25 years this year.
Which, of course, is amazing. Restaurants
Thank you.
Struggle so hard. I don't have to tell you anything. And clearly, the only reason you've survived is because the food is so remarkable. Friends, if you like Chinese, if you think you've had Chinese, trust me, you haven't. I was there with the boss, Janet Robert, and her husband, Bill Luther. Janet had been there before, Tammy, and you came over, and I know Janet talked to you about a lot of things, and I said, what should I have, Tammy? And you said, well, we're very, very well known for our egg rolls.
Special one time.
Woo! I guess you are. I couldn't believe it. As a matter of fact, as I recall, we got an order to share, and when it came time to order the meal, I said, I want one of those for myself. I didn't want to share any. Obviously, you have some remarkable secret, and I'm assuming that a lot of it has to do with the fact that you are first-generation Chinese, and you're really cooking the real thing.
Well, it's no secret. It's just cooking a bluff, and I think most of all is the... We have a really big audience of customers that have been supporting us tremendously for over the years. I want to thank all of them for that.
It is just a delightful experience to be there. You can't go wrong with the menu. And as if it's not great enough to just eat such wonderful food, you have a lot of specials over the weekend, including small plate dinner items at $2.50 a plate. Are you kidding me?
No, this is for the celebration of 25 years. It's going to be just for the weekend of the 1st and the 2nd in December.
December 1st and December 2nd. December 1st and December 2nd. I suggest, by the way, you get there before then, but you'll get there and then you'll know how fabulous it is and you'll go back for the weekend of December 1st and 2nd with the weekend special that will include the small plate dinner items at $2.50. You'll have complimentary jars of house-blended sauces on Saturday the 2nd, starting at 3 p.m. The sauces are something, too. And what amazes me, Tammy, is that not only do you run the restaurant, you are indeed the head chef.
Yes, I am. Like I said, I really love what I do. So come and make a reservation on the 1st and the 2nd to try all those small plates and have a great experience. And the brunch menu on Sunday. So all of those are new.
And, you know, it's easy to find out about so much of what is at the Rainbow Chinese Restaurant with Tammy Wong. If you just go to our website, eatlocalminnesota.com, eatlocalminnesota.com, you'll see Rainbow Chinese Restaurant right there. Click on it, read all about it, and for heaven's sakes, get over there. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. It is, without question, the most remarkable Chinese food I've ever had in my life, Tammy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a member of the family here at AM 950. And as you know, we care very much about local folks like you and 25 years of contributing to this community. We thank you very much, and we'll see you over egg rolls at the Rainbow Chinese Restaurant.
Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Tammy. I mean it, guys. Check it out. EatLocalMinnesota.com, Rainbow Chinese Restaurant. Remarkable. You know what else is remarkable? That a man like Jeff Wilfert is willing to run to represent us in the Minnesota legislature, and we're going to talk to him about it. Come on back.
This is Congressman Keith Ellison, and I approve this message. From 2008 until 2010, Democratic majorities passed historic health care reform, brought our troops home from Iraq, and passed new laws to protect consumers. But when the GOP took the House, they stalled infrastructure investments, voted for a budget that increases taxes on working families, and pushed vouchers for Medicare. On Tuesday, November 6th, support our Democratic ticket and keep America moving forward.
Paid for by Ellison for Congress.
Being proactive. Any doctor will tell you it's the best way to take care of your health. Everspring Health is a member-based cooperative where members and practitioners come together to accomplish individualized goals. Everspring Health offers a better way, beyond what traditional medicine can offer.
Hi, this is William, producer of The Morning Grind here on AM 950. For about 6 years now, I've been suffering with and trying to live around my stomach issues, including awful acid reflux. I used to take the unhealthy and expensive reflux pills every day, sometimes even up to 3 a day. It was common for me to sleep propped up by pillows so I didn't wake up in the middle of the night with acid in my throat. Not anymore. Since I've been seeing John at Everspring Health, my stomach issues have nearly disappeared. Between the acupuncture, the natural herbal medications, and some guidance on healthier eating, I no longer take any prescription medication, and I no longer struggle to sleep at night. John and Everspring Health have saved me a lot of money and, most importantly, improved my quality of life.
Visit everspringhealth.com and schedule your consultation today. Everspring Health, redefining what health care really means.
Hi, friends. This is Nancy Nelson. Okay, let's talk carpets. How are yours? Mine are embarrassing. And I want to get ready for the holidays. You know, we all do. You want to put your best foot forward. Time to call in Advanced Carpet Restoration. These folks are experts in pet stain and odor, particularly removing all those things that are almost impossible to get rid of. And they clean upholstery. They even clean mattresses. They have the most effective cleaning process ever. And the chemicals used, absolutely safe for pets and children. You can even ask for green cleaning. That's available at no extra cost. Getting your carpet clean with Advanced Carpet Restoration starts as low as $69.95. You really need to get a hold of these folks to help you with your carpet. And tell them you're there because of AM 950. If you do, you get a free sofa cleaning with the purchase of a basic cleaning package from Advanced Carpet Restoration. 612-825-9797. Advanced Carpet Restoration.
Discover great meals and great memories at the Great Waters Brewing Company. Built in downtown St. Paul's historic Ham Building, they've designed one of the nicest outdoor patios in town. Savor selections like boneless duck breast grilled with a maple brown sauce and gently seared tenderloin pork medallions. Or nibble away at appetizers like the bacon beer nuts. Of course, Great Waters Brewing Company is known for their one-of-a-kind draft beer, offering a rotating selection of nine top brews. Great Waters Brewing Company, 426 St. Peter Street in St. Paul.
Welcome back, friends. AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota, 22 minutes after the hour with Nancy Nelson here and Ian of the Tundra, Boy Wonder Engineer. I'm so happy to be with you today and so happy that we are among those who on this given day are safe from the perils of the extraordinary and difficult weather that much of our nation is facing. It's estimated now that fully a third of the United States population will be somehow seriously affected by this massive storm, and so much so that they are now, even if you've heard the most recent news, talking about such high waves and bad weather on Lake Michigan that they expect that the great ships that are there and all of the tankers and cargo ships could be in considerable peril as the weather moves that way. It is, by everyone's definition, the most catastrophic weather event we've ever seen. For goodness sakes, we have winds and floods and rain and snow and fire. It's going to take months and months and months for those people to dig out. And I would like to suggest that you do what so many are doing. Instead of giving Christmas presents this year, send everybody a note or give them a little handwritten card that says their Christmas present was donated to the Red Cross, and donate to the Red Cross. In years past, I've had many friends who have done that when different things have taken place that cause such suffering, and it's the best Christmas gift there is. Contact the Red Cross, send them money, and tell everybody that's their Christmas gift. You donated in their name. Speaking of donating in their name, I want you to go to a website and donate to this guy because he's got a week left. A week today to win his seat from his district. I'm talking to the wonderful, and I do mean that, Jeff Wilford. How are you, Jeff?
I'm very good, Nancy. Thank you.
Yeah, if you don't get real close to the microphone, Ian the Tundra, Boy Wonder Engineer, begins to tear out his beautiful black hair in the other room.
I hope I'm close enough now.
You are. You're running, of course, to be a representative to the Minnesota legislature. And what is your district, Jeff?
I'm down in Senate District 57, which is Coates, Rosemount, and the northern precincts of Apple Valley.
You're running under the DFL label. You're running against a GOP-er. Apparently, I believe you indicated a woman. Neither, you are both running for an open seat, but you're running in a district that has always been about 60% GOP. And 40% DFL. So you're running against the wind here.
That's true. If you look over the last 12 years, that's what the average has come out with. And, of course, the standard deviation is kind of high, but more or less it's a 60-40 district.
When we talk to folks who throw their hat in the ring, and by the way, I am in awe of you. I have no idea how anybody can run for political office. The sacrifices day to day are beyond understanding to me. You
had perhaps a more unusual and specific reason to determine that you wanted to throw your hat into the ring than most will ever have. Why did you decide you needed to run?
Well, at the top of the year when I agreed to do this, we were about 10 months off of Andrew's death. And at that time, Kurt...
Tell us who Andrew is, please, in case people are just tuning in. We need to know about Andrew.
Our son Andrew was a military policeman who lost his life in Afghanistan to an IED on February 27th of 2011. And as it so happens, at the same time, the Minnesota legislature started moving on the marriage amendment. And in as far as Andrew was a gay man, it seemed like an affront not just to our fellow citizens, but to an honorable death in combat, to a soldier. So
to a man who was presumably fighting for the rights that everyone enjoys in this nation, and he may well have come back to being stripped of some of his rights as a gay man if this anti-marriage amendment should pass. And that's really what made you and Lori, your wife, decide that you would get into this. Very few people can understand, Jeff, what the suffering has to be to lose a child, especially in this manner. And yet the nobility of what you're doing is that you and your wife decided you're going to find a way to make a difference with this horrible loss of Andrew.
True. I have never experienced grief this deep before in my life. And I have to say that for both my wife and I think there was a discovery that grief has its own particular energy. And I guess we could have turned away from the public arena, but it's, I guess, from our perception, it's as if he left us something to do.
You did just the opposite. You really moved toward the public arena, and because of how articulate and heartfelt your message was, you gained almost immediate national attention. Rachel Maddow, CNN, you were on and on and on in the national arena, and it was in part that brought the DFL to you and asked you if you would run for this seat in your district.
That's correct. And at the time, I consulted the man who held the seat in 2008, a DFLer, and I also talked to his former campaign manager, who is now running the Ellison campaign. I did take consult with people in the business, the political arena, because I have no knowledge of this. And my original opponent would have been Kurt Bills.
Who's challenging Amy Klobuchar,
of course, in
which
April,
means he'll be sitting on his porch resting at great length as soon as this is over with.
I don't want to say that I could have beat Mr. Bills, but with the record he had in the Minnesota legislature over the last 2 years, I would have had a field day in the press.
You have been door knocking with tremendous verve. I'm wondering what people say to you when you knock on a door. Obviously, a lot of them don't want to talk to you because they're Republicans, but what do people say? What are they concerned about?
Interestingly enough, very few people actually choose to speak. In my particular district, what I've discovered is when I knock a door, if that individual is in the retirement years, the usual first question will be, which party?
Mm-hmm.
And when I indicate that I'm with the DFL, the hand comes out, a firm handshake is given, and you got my vote. We haven't even discussed an issue. On the other hand, people under the retirement year bracket are much less committal, which is not to say I don't think they necessarily know in their own mind what it is they're after politically, but I think they don't want to get wrapped up at the door. Maybe it's because I had a paper route as a boy, but it seems to me anytime you knock a door, you are interrupting somebody in the routine of their life. They may be doing the dishes, they might be talking to the children, who knows, maybe they're fighting with the spouse.
That's true, you're opening the door to you.
You are now an interruption. You are a day interrupter to them. And we advise our campaign staff to use a soft sell, that you're not there to argue somebody into a position. You are there simply to present the fact that there is a campaign out here on behalf of the DFL party, a candidate who absolutely and convincingly believes in organized labor and the role of organized labor in this world. Particularly in the economy of this country, and that you're there to represent a candidate who believes in equality and the economy and education.
Your opponent, running to replace Kurt Bills, is she a moderate Republican or is she a Tea Party type?
I guess I've never heard her explicitly identify. What I know is that she is endorsed by the Liberty Caucus, which is hard right.
Yeah.
We know that she's a legislative assistant to Michelle Benson out of Ham Lake.
Yeah, hard right.
So that's a hard right. And we know that her husband was legislative assistant to Chris Gerlach, who has been hard right.
People have to be, I'm wondering, do you hear people say, look, I'm just fed up with the gridlock? Because in 2010, when this hard right end came in, all of a sudden there was no discussion, there was no compromise, and Minnesota has not been used to that.
Yeah, I hear a little bit of that. Frustration with politics. I mean, one guy actually on his front yard actually told me he'd like to line us all up and shoot us.
Oh, dear.
And ironically, according to the call sheet, he was identified as a leaning Democrat. So,
well, don't knock on that door again, will you? You obviously feel strongly about this marriage amendment and suggest we vote no. And we vote no because it's the right thing to do, so we do not disenfranchise our brothers and sisters and make them second-class citizens.
Sure.
And we vote no in honor of your son, Andrew Wilford.
True. Thank you.
Your website, my dear.
The campaign website is wilfart.org, and Wilfart is spelled W-I-L-F-A-H-R-T.
.org.
Yes.
Send him some money. He can still use it, can still buy a few more commercials, can still put a few more signs on the lawn. I know you're fighting an uphill battle. I respect you. I admire you. I care about you. I hope with all my heart you make it. Thank you very
Thank
much,
you.
Jeff. Nancy Nelson here at AM 950. We are coming back.
Do you live with a mental illness? Do you have a child or family member who lives with a mental illness? If you've answered yes to these questions, you need to know that you are not alone. NAMI Minnesota, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, can help you understand mental illnesses, learn how to obtain treatment and services, and find support. Remember, you are not alone. For more information, call us at 1-888-NAMI-HELPS or visit our website at namihelps.org.
Hi, this is William from AM 950. Among many other things I do around here, I run the website. But I have a dirty little secret. It's not just me doing it. I have great help from Barbara at WYSIWYG. Their service is exceptional. She's very patient, very important when working with me. They always respond quickly to my panicky emails, and believe it or not, they actually help make it fun. Earlier this year, we wanted to upgrade AM 950's website and give it a sleeker, more modern look. So we contacted Barbara at smallbusinessbiglook.com, and she went to work on the website design right away. WYSIWYG is not only technically proficient with the website, but they're also artistically talented, so they're able to handle all the unique needs of the radio station. They've been a great assistance to me as a noted non-artist because I'm able to give vague ideas of what I'm looking for, and Barbara and her employees can make it a reality. They designed and built our website, they keep it running smooth, plus they help with our logos and print ads. I highly recommend WYSIWYG for any small business looking for a high-quality and beautiful-looking website or web design work. To contact them, visit smallbusinessbiglook.com. That's smallbusinessbiglook.com.
Hi, this is Laura Hedlund, and I'm Karen Olson-Johnson. Join us for Food Freedom Radio this Saturday at 8 a.m. This week, we will be talking with the students of the St. Kate's Food Justice Coalition. There are food justice issues on a college campus? I guess anywhere people eat, there are food justice issues. Okay, well, then join us. We're going to talk about it this Saturday, 8 a.m. Food Freedom Radio, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
This is Blaine Anderson. I've been a licensed audiologist in the Twin Cities for 20 years. I found that many people are uncomfortable visiting clinics when they decide to address their hearing issues. My approach is to work with you in your home and give the discreet, personal attention you deserve. Bring your family and let's overcome hearing loss together. Call me today for a free in-home consultation. 952-686-1237. That's 952-686-1237 or athome-hearingcare.com.
This is Robert Burrill, host of Laughing Matters, the show where I gather some of the funniest comedians in the Twin Cities to break down the top stories of the day. Each week we're brought to you live by Stand Up Records. Check them out online at standuprecords.com. My upcoming guests are comedians Mike Wester, Raleigh Weld, and stand-up records reporting artist Tommy Reiman. Join us as we poke fun at Romney, voting yes, and voting for Romney. That's Laughing Matters with Robert Burrell, Sundays from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on AM 950.
Offering a progressive blend of organic pizza and cafe fare, Living Waters Market and Cafe invites you to enjoy a truly unique experience. From the good old grilled cheese to the popular walnut pesto burger, Living Waters offers organic smoothies, fresh juices, and specialty pizzas with gluten-free and vegetarian options. Whether you dine in, have them deliver, or let them cater your next event, you're sure to enjoy Living Waters Market and Cafe at 12201 Minnetonka Boulevard in Minnetonka. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
AM 950 weather brought to you by First Tech. Partly cloudy tonight, down below freezing, a low of 27. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50 degrees and down to about 33 degrees tomorrow night. Sunny for your Thursday, a high of 47, 45 on Friday, and it looks like we're hitting mid-40s for the rest of the weekend. It's the 35th anniversary of First Tech, the world's original Apple store. Celebrate this Friday with specials, prizes, refreshments, and reserve your seat for the world premiere of the movie Macintosh 2.0.
Idea what where this is going, but I like the ooh part. Hi guys, Nancy Nelson here at AM 950 with the Nancy Nelson Show. What a coincidence, huh? It is now 32 minutes after the hour, heading to 6 o'clock. Hopefully, what? Ian at the Tundra. I say what because you just started.
It's 36, but yep, not a big deal.
Oh, when the big hand is on the left side of the six, that's different than when it's on the Okay, ignore previous memo. I got here today. You know, sometimes we're grateful for what we can get. And I'm wearing my orange pumpkin sequined sweater, which I think out of deference to me, Ian has chosen not to comment on at all. Wait until tomorrow. I'll be wearing my Halloween costume to work. It's my tradition that on Halloween, I wear my Halloween costume all day long, every place I go. I imagine this doesn't surprise you.
Nope, I was here last year.
Okay, listen, you know who's here right now? Gentlemen, we so respect and admire. He is the executive director of the Minnesota Environmental Partnership, Steve Morse. How are you, Steve?
Well, great, great. And I'm glad you can't see my Halloween costume today.
What is it? Tell all.
I can't tell.
Oh.
It's a secret.
I see. Oh, it's that nudist colony thing that you're doing again this year.
But I can't talk of it.
Yeah, I understand. Listen, we have a lot to talk about in terms of the concerns right here in Minnesota about legislation with this upcoming vote, who's going to be most considerate and caring of our environment, and why we need to be sure we ask the right questions of our candidates. But as someone who spends his life looking at the environment, just give us your thoughts on what we have seen on the East Coast. All of the experts say they have never, ever seen the likes of it ever.
Isn't it amazing? I mean, yeah. What a coming together of events. And you know, the first thing we should do is, of course, be concerned about the life and safety of those that are directly impacted. There's absolutely no doubt about that. You know, but I also hope at some point we can step back a little bit further and say, you know, this is another in a continuing series of catastrophic events that is consistent with what all the experts said would happen as we warm the earth.
Yeah.
You know, as we warm the oceans, we're going to get more and more intense hurricanes, and we have to stop. What should I say? Tap dancing around this? Pussyfooting around this?
Well, indeed.
This is what's happening.
Indeed. And it's very important to remind people, as I get very mouthy with you, say it isn't so, that the Minnesota Environmental Partnership is nonpartisan. You do not back a Republican candidate nor a Democratic candidate. Your constituency is the environment. And that is really what you want us to focus on. But there is no question that it is primarily the right that has said there is no such thing as global warming, there is no such thing as climate change, and it has really reached a point, according to many experts, that because they are making believers of so many of their followers, they are putting in great jeopardy the future of this planet and the future of the people who would hope to live on this planet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just think it's amazing the way Governor Romney has transitioned as former Governor Pawlenty did, from a believer and talking about what a great threat this is to our world, to someone who's saying, well, you know, there's climate change happening, but we're not sure why.
Did you see today, I mentioned it at the beginning of the hour, so if you heard that, friends, forgive me for repeating, but did you see Clinton today out on the stump, and he said that... He is appalled. I'm putting words in his mouth, but the essence of it was he's appalled at the fact that Romney has suggested that there is no such thing as global warming, to the point that in his address at the GOP convention, he actually made fun of Obama, and then Clinton sort of mimicked it and said, he said, oh, well, he wants to have a lot of green, and he even wants to hold back the oceans. And then,
exactly.
And then Clinton stopped, and he said, I don't know about it, about you, but in my neighborhood, it would have been terrific if somebody could have held back the oceans yesterday, and
yeah.
Obama's the man to do it. There's no question that... We've got to get on board with this. It's insane, and this is truly a catastrophe.
It really is, and what's so disturbing is the way this issue has gone from something where the mainstream politicians on both parties really accepted the science and understood we had to move forward. You know, 97-98% of the world's and the nation's top scientists in this area all agree that yes, it's happening. It's happening because of human influence, and we need to do something. And the idea that this has somehow become so polarized by people that want to divide us, so that the people are really afraid to touch it, is just really, that's what's terrifying.
Well,
really
it
disturbing.
Is, and I'd like to suggest to the folks listening that you look online, you use Hulu, you download Netflix, you. However you can, go back and look at Al Gore's An Inconvenient Truth. When we all saw it, I was a believer immediately, but I'll tell you what, the things he talked about all those years ago, exactly that is happening. And I mean, he really rang bells about the polar caps melting to the point that our shores, our New York and our California, will completely cease to exist. That'll be underwater. And then Leonardo DiCaprio made a DVD called The 11th Hour, essentially about the same thing. Both of those, it seems to me, are just must watches because it brings you into the reality of what's going on. Do you see, again, I know we're concerned about who we're going to vote for in terms of environmental interest next week, but here in Minnesota, do you think we have any real evidence of global warming?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, as you may know, I have some background in the DNR, and the hunting seasons are changing. It's one of the real indicators.
How?
There are a lot of people who, they're moving later. I mean, the deer rut is occurring later in the year. The ducks are migrating later in the year. We have disease in the moose population that is disseminating the moose population that we believe is due to insects that are now coming into Minnesota and are not killed off by the severe winter, so we're losing our moose population, which is, we're not exactly sure of that, but that's what the science seems to be indicating, and linked to warming weather. We have, I also used to be an apple grower, and you saw that what happened with the early spring this year, a mild winter, early spring, nearly wiped out some of the apple growers with, losses of 40, 50, 60, 70% due to this weather patterns. I mean, I could go on and on. I mean, you talk to the meteorologists, the big change that we're seeing is the change in the winter lows, and so the overnight lows aren't what they used to be, and so we're not getting the cooling and the ice that we used to get in years past. Ice out is getting earlier and earlier. So there are just all of these things. I mean, I can go on and on of the direct impacts that we're seeing. The drought that happened this year, with the agricultural production, you look at the corn production and all the states of the Corn Belt, production has been hurt by the drought, except for Minnesota, because we're on the more northern reaches. So as the growing season is extended moving north, the farmers in Minnesota actually benefited this year. But is it change? Yes. And sometimes we're gonna have catastrophic losses, and sometimes we're gonna have some gains, such as we saw with corn farmers this year.
I didn't realize we had escaped the worst of the drought, because wasn't it estimated with the severe lack of rain over the summer months that 60% of the nation was suffering drought conditions that were equal to or greater than those of the Great Dust Bowl era in the 30s?
That sounds right. I don't know that statistic, but yeah, it was a very severe drought. And in March, we had an incredible number of high temperature records set.
Yeah.
But the impact of that on our corn farmers in Minnesota was that they actually had higher yields, and so they're having high yields in a time of overall down production, which is leading to, you know, very high incomes for them.
And Steve, that brings us to the fact that next week, a week from today, we elect not only a president, but our legislators here in Minnesota who will go back to our Minnesota legislature and make laws that affect our environment.
That's right.
It is your evaluation at the Minnesota Environmental Partnership that indeed the 2010 legislature was a real enemy of the environment.
Well, the results of the 2010 election, so the 2011-2012 sessions after these new legislators came in, we have spent most of our time playing defense. I mean, I've been in this business for, working on environmental issues for, 30 plus years, and we have never seen the amount of defense we've played in the last 2 years. We've had literally dozens of bills. It was in the 2011 legislature. We had over 40 bills moving that were rolling back environmental protections. And so we've never played defense like this. And Minnesota has a legacy of being forward-looking and forward-thinking. And instead, we've been fighting attempts to chip away at our environmental foundation and sometimes wholesale rollbacks. And this is our opportunity to change that, because we've really been facing a tough time the last couple of years here in Minnesota.
And it's really frightening, because we here in Minnesota know what a treasure our environment is, financially, emotionally, physically, all of those issues. You would like us to be sure that if environment is one of our major concerns, we find out where the people we're supposed to vote for stand on the environment. Ask them questions,
and I hope you've been doing that as you move along throughout the course of the fall. But now is the time to remember that as you're voting. You know, most of us don't vote on a single issue.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, most people are like me. Even though environment's really important, there are a handful of issues I look at. I look
yes.
how they are on some social issues and other issues. Look at those issues, but put clean water, clean energy into that mix, and think about who is going to do the best job of moving us forward to this clean energy economy, the future. Who's going to stand up for our clean water? Who's going to make sure sulfide mines don't pollute our northern Minnesota lakes? And ask yourself those questions as you vote, because I think it'll help you decide who to vote for.
And for more information on the candidates and where they stand on these very issues, you can go to the website vote.com. 411.org. Vote411.org. Steve Morse, next time we talk to you, the election will be over almost. Let's cross our fingers and thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
Kids, when we come back, we'll talk some more here at AM 950 with Nancy Nelson.
When you eat local Minnesota, you're not just supporting local business, you're sampling the best Minnesota has to offer. Many Eat Local restaurants use local and sustainable food, which supports the growers of our community, too. Whether you're looking for casual dining or searching for a very particular taste, you can find it all at eatlocalminnesota.com. Bookmark it now and have it ready later. It's great for a date or time out with the family. Go to eatlocalminnesota.com and discover great restaurants like these.
Rainbow Chinese has been serving unique Asian cuisine on Eat Street in South Minneapolis for 25 years. Chef and owner Tammy Wong's signature menu includes Szechuan wontons, walnut shrimp, freshly made noodle dishes, and gluten-free options, too. Rainbow Chinese on Nicolette, just north of 28th Street. Discover great meals and great memories at the Great Waters Brewing Company. Savor selections like boneless duck breast grilled with a maple brown sauce and gently seared tenderloin pork medallions. Offering a rotating selection of 9 top brews, Great Waters Brewing Company is known for their one-of-a-kind draft beer. Great Waters Brewing Company, 426 St. Peter Street in St. Paul.
Mazopia Natural Food Market in Prior Lake is a full-service grocery store specializing in local organic and natural products that support a clean and sustainable lifestyle. The deli offers a wide range of variety organic salads, entrees, and desserts daily, with gluten-free, vegan, and vegetarian options always available. And now you can experience the fresh taste of our deli at your private event, party, or meeting. Mazopia is excited to announce that catering services are now available. Mazopia Catering offers healthy gourmet food made fresh for you by Mazopia's culinary team. All orders can be specialized for dietary restrictions and preferences. Make your next event easy with Mazopia Catering. Fresh, organic, delicious. For more information about Mazopia Catering, visit mazopia.com or pick up our catering menu in-store, located conveniently in Prior Lake, across from Mystic Lake Casino. Open daily until 8 p.m. Welcome to healthy living. Welcome to Mazopia.
Estate planning doesn't have to be hard. This is Chris Timchuk with Unique Estate Law. I help loved ones avoid excessive court involvement when dealing with estates. I specialize in complex estate planning for both traditional and blended families, unmarried couples, and single parents. My ability to custom design wills, healthcare directives, and financial powers of attorney has given me a strong reputation in our LGBT community. Let's navigate the legalese together. Protect your legal and financial future. Find the list of my services at uniqueestatelaw.com. Uniqueestatelaw.com.
If you want to do more than just vote, head out to Northern Sun Merchandising. They have Obama and Vote No lawn signs, as well as most of the political messages you desire. Bumper stickers, buttons, shirts, and more. Let your voice be heard. Northern Sun is at 2916 East Lake Street in Minneapolis. They're open 10 to 5 Monday through Friday and 10 to 4 on Saturdays. Go online or call them at 612-729-2001. That's 612-729-2001. Come to where we are the 99%.
Baselines in from here on out.
That's Ian of the Tundra here on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. That was me, Nancy Nelson, and on the telephone, driving in goodness only knows where up north, is our good friend from the uptake.org, Mike McEntee. Mike, congratulations. The uptake is always remarkable, but wow, have you had a red letter day in coverage today.
We covered former President Clinton and his rally down at Minneapolis today.
I watched it live, 10:30.
We had one crew down there doing that, and I was up here in St. Cloud where we broadcast the Graves-Bachman debate.
I watched it live, 12:30. That's the great thing. Folks, if you don't know about theuptake.org, Mike covers the progressive world of news, and it is available to us. Nobody covers it. If anything, you'll see 20 seconds of the debate with Graves and Bachman. You could have watched it all live, or you can go online now to theuptake.org and watch the whole debate. Most of us couldn't get over to the Clinton event. You can watch that entire thing on theuptake.org. And for Pete's sakes, Mike, you're driving around killing yourself, staying in hotels, buying gasoline, looking for people to help. Send him donations. He is a nonprofit. Send him donations. I just thought Jim Graves in that debate today was fabulous. Why don't you tell everybody about it?
Well, it really stuck to just three topics. The Stillwater Bridge, which for most people, unless you're involved with it, you kind of go, okay, that's interesting. Then Obamacare, or the Health Care Act. Yeah. And then what they called entitlements, which range Social Security to Medicare. But what got interesting is when Graves started really correcting Bachman on a lot of stuff, especially when he got down to businesses and taxes.
Yep.
Because, you know, Graves is a businessman. You know, he's a hotel owner. He knows a lot of these things. And he was explaining to Bachman the difference between dividends and capital gains. And most of us, our heads start to swim on something like that, but there's a very distinct difference. It's how they're taxed and where the money comes from. And he was convinced that Bachman didn't know the difference and was explaining it. She just kind of stared.
Well, it was clear she didn't know the difference. And all we hear from the Republicans is, you know, don't tax this and take that. And he explained the difference. She was so outsmarted, and I mean brain power here. It was amazing.
Yeah, she went back and started quoting her credentials as a tax lawyer, something that she hasn't done for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And some people say, well, she didn't really do that much when she was doing it.
I'm sorry. She was probably at a dance lesson with Marcus. I'm sorry. Go on.
Yeah. In any case, she said, well, I know what this is. And, you know, basically this turned into a bit of, well, every time that she would go off and start doing her right-wing talking points, Graves would come back and say, look, all you're doing is giving us political speech. You're not telling us what you're going to do. And you know, I'm telling you exactly what we need to do, and I wish you would just stop, A, doing the political speak, which got her very upset, and B, would you quit saying things like, what my position is on Obamacare, that I think everything about it is absolutely great. He clarified, he said, look, I think we've made some good steps in the right direction, and there's a lot of heavy lifting to do. And in fact, when you quote me on your ad, Michelle Foxman, you said, you know, you cut me off before I started talking about the heavy lifting and the things that need to do. I really wish that you would quit distorting the facts.
I thought it was very interesting that he even expanded on that. He said, when I get up in the morning and sometimes I see these commercials from your campaign about me, and you say, Jim Graves supports this and Jim Graves did that. He said, I've never been elected. I haven't even been in office yet. And you're telling everybody what I've done and I haven't done it.
Well, I mean, this is typical of the Republican strategy where they're defending a seat, is they will try to take challenger and tie them to the current administration's policies and just say, well, I mean, with Jim Graves, oh, he's going to spend a lot of money. And he said, well, you know what? If I'm a spendthrift, you know, in a recession, that's a very bad thing. But the thing is, I'm not the guy. I'm not the guy doing that right now. And then he faulted Bachman for, hey, if you cared so much about Obamacare and wanted to change things, why didn't you propose something that could have been compromised on and something that could have happened instead of just saying, oh, it's bad, oh, it's bad, oh, it's bad?
Yeah, he did challenge her to, so what are you talking about? Say something besides it's bad. I love the fact that you got to him to interview him right after the debate ended, and you asked him, how do you think you did? Do you think you did a good job? And one of his responses to you was that he was disappointed because he wanted to get to a lot more topics and he wanted to get to specifics about this is what I'm going to do, and to pin Bachman down as to what she was going to do besides complain about something. And he again reiterated she didn't have a single solution for anything. No plan.
Jim Graves is new to politics, and one of the things about debates is they tend not to get very specific. The presidential debates of recent history being kind of the exception to that rule. But most of the time, they really are about generalities. And in this particular case, he got to a lot of specifics.
He did.
He got to talk about a lot of specific things that needed to be changed and, you know, and specific things that needed to be done. Bachman, again, played it pretty safe. Remember, this is how many days? We are less than a week before the election.
Yeah. Yeah.
And this is the very first debate that Michelle Bachman has had since she stopped running for president.
Oh, just now, you know what? Think about that. She couldn't, I mean, she, what, debated, I don't know, 311 times while she was running for president. And then, of course, her constituency can't find her. She's not on the floor voting in Congress. And this is the first debate she's held in Minnesota to talk about why she should keep her seat.
Yep. Now, there will be two more debates. This is really the only public debate that's going to be held. There's one that's going to be at Minnesota Public Radio that's an in-studio thing. And then KSTP has their usual, you know, you get 20 minutes to appear together on a Sunday show and talk. But this was really the only debate the two are going to really go at it.
And they have to watch, you guys, theuptake.org. This is important stuff. And tomorrow you're streaming live the debate between Rick Nolan and Chip Cravack. What time?
That is at 12:30. It's the final debate between these two, and it's been very interesting. This will be the first one that goes 90 minutes, and Chip Cravack fought tooth and nail to make this just a 60-minute debate. It's going to be interesting because once they get past their talking points, Chip Cravack says some very interesting things, as we saw last time when an audience question came up about gun control, and he talked about how he might go into a theater and start firing
back. A shootout. Yeah, if we just had a shootout in Colorado, things would have been better. Mike McEntee, you are extraordinary. There are not enough words to thank you. Folks, go to theuptake.org. Watch these live situations today. Watch tomorrow's. For heaven's sakes, send a donation so Mike can keep doing this. And, Mike, I'm hoping we get to talk to you tomorrow about the debate you're covering live at 12:30.
I hope so. Send gas money, folks.
Send gas money, folks. Thanks, kids, very much for being here today. Nancy Nelson at AM 950 with Ian of the Tundra. My friends, go out and make a difference.
Dogs say goodnight.
This is Congressman Keith Ellison, and I approve this message.
From 2008 until 2010, Democratic majorities passed historic health care reform, brought our troops home from Iraq, and passed new laws to protect consumers. But when the GOP took the House, they stalled infrastructure investments, voted for a budget that increases taxes on working families, and pushed vouchers for Medicare. On Tuesday, November 6th, support our Democratic ticket and keep America moving forward.
Paid for by Ellison for Congress.
If you need a place for a group get-together, the Park Tavern is the easy answer. The Park Tavern has special party packages geared to make everything from small parties or large group outings special. They have complimentary private party rooms, amazing food, and great bowling at a price that'll put a smile on everyone's face. For more information, go to parktavern.net. That's parktavern.net. And remember, the best date are already starting to fill up. On Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park, the party is always on at the Park Tavern.
This is Tom Hartman, and you found the progressive voice of the Twin Cities, AM 950, KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. Officials along the East Coast are still trying to assess the scope of Sandy's devastation. People along the New Jersey shore are just trying to cope.
Like the bomb hit the town, there's nothing left.
Well, I was honestly thinking that sooner or later, if the water didn't stop, our houses would be floating away.
Nearly 8 million people are without power in 17 states as far west as Michigan. Some 2 million of them are from the Big Apple. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg.
I think it is fair to say that you should expect, given the extent of the damage, power may be out in lots of places for 2 or 3 days and maybe even a little bit longer than that.
Sandy is still at play, moving north and creating havoc. The storm system is bringing heavy snowfall to West Virginia and wind gusts to the South Coast region of the Great Lakes. The U.S. Stock Exchange was closed for a second straight day due to the storm, but will reopen tomorrow. The exchange says the building and floor are fully operational. This is NBC News Radio. The relief efforts related to Sandy prompted a timeout in hardcore presidential campaigning, although, as NBC's Bob Costantini tells us, President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney could both score points for their efforts.
The White House released a photo showing President Obama this morning surrounded by staffers and holding a video conference with relief officials. Praise came from New Jersey Governor and Romney backer Chris Christie.
The president has been all over this and he deserves great credit.
Mr. Obama has canceled 2 planned rallies in Ohio Wednesday. Mitt Romney was in the Buckeye State, but instead of holding a campaign event, urged supporters to donate to those suffering from Sandy.
Some went to the grocery store, I see, and purchased some things that these families will need.
Romney is planning to campaign Wednesday in Florida.
On the West Coast, Hollywood deals are going down. Disney is buying Lucasfilm from chairman and founder George Lucas. The more than $4 billion agreement includes the promise of a new Star Wars movie in 2015. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on 4 select tires. Use the Ford service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Hi, Matt McNeil from The Morning Grind for Sleep Number. You know those holidays are coming in, and if you're like me, there's going to be tons of running around, starting 2-3 weeks before Thanksgiving, all the way through the holidays. You want to get a good night's sleep. Fall asleep fast, sleep well, wake up refreshed. You do with a Sleep Number bed. A comfortable bed makes all the difference. It can help you get a quality sleep you need to be at your best for the festivities ahead. Now, my Sleep Number is 40. My wife, she's at 35. The exclusive dual air technology allows us to adjust to the exact comfort we need. Each side adjustable, perfect for couples. There's only one place to find the Sleep Number bed, exclusively at a Sleep Number store, where queen mattresses start at just $6.99. Right now, during the semi-annual sleep sale, you can save $500 on the Sleep Number Classic Series Special Edition bed set, while supplies last. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Stop by one of the 9 Minneapolis-St. Paul metro area Sleep Number stores, like the Roseville store across from Rosedale Mall near the Old Country Buffet. Tell them Matt McNeil from The Morning Grind told you to stop on in.
The Constitution is designed to protect our freedoms. Among these freedoms, voting is possibly our most sacred. Yet, some want to make it difficult for many senior, low-income, and rural citizens to vote. In fact, by their own numbers, organizations pushing this amendment say it could cost Minnesota $40 million in taxpayer dollars. Why would a state with one of the best voting records in the nation spend $40 million to prevent citizens from voting? Vote no on the Voter ID Amendment. Equality is about allowing every Minnesotan the freedom to love. Minnesotans know that marriage is all about love, but the marriage amendment will remove the ability of loving, committed citizens to achieve equity in Minnesota, enshrining bigotry in our state's constitution. Don't limit the freedom to marry. Vote no on the marriage amendment. Join Minnesotans United for All Families and OurVoteOurFuture.org to defeat these amendments. It's true that freedom isn't free. So take the day off, volunteer, and bring your friends and neighbors to vote on November 6th. Find more Get Out the Vote materials at AM950Radio.com.
Tune in to the Progressive Voice of Minnesota from 2 to 3 p.m. on Sundays for the Left MN Radio Hour, brought to you by Left.MN, the Minnesota website that leans left. Campaign season is in full swing, and the Left MN team is there to provide analysis, news, and sarcasm. The Left MN Radio Hour is laser-focused on Minnesota politics, so get your fix on Sundays from 2 to 3 p.m., and check us out on the web at Left.MN.
AM 950 weather brought to you by Rainbow Chinese. 27 for the low tonight under partly cloudy skies. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. And tomorrow night down to about 33. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 47. And it looks like mid-40s for the rest of the weekend. Rainbow Chinese offers first-generation Chinese cuisine that sets itself apart from conventional Chinese restaurants. It's a great spot for dining in or reserve a spot for events. Find them on Eat Street in South Minneapolis and more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Mean streets of New York to the hills of Los Angeles, a voice is rising to serve justice.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
I'm blowing out.
This is the Norman Goldman Show.
Help restore balance.
The home of fierce independence, intelligent dialogue, and passionate logic is right here, right now.
Not familiar precisely with exactly what I said, but I stand by what I said,
America,
whatever it was.
This is the dispenser of fairness. This is the unfiltered truth. This is Norman Goldman.
I'm getting addicted to that one, can you tell?
All right,
simmer down now. It is senior legal analyst time.
Absolutely.
And but before I get to senior legal analyst time, I got to get you up to speed in case you're just joining us. Thanks for being with me. If you missed the first hour, you sure missed the rockin' and rollin' hour.
Absolutely.
Even he agrees, and I never get him to agree with much of anything. The Hurricane Sandy is leaving a terrible devastation in its wake. Let me give you the ugly stats here. At least 38 dead, and a bunch of them in New York. This is the governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo.
Sandy packed a punch for the metropolitan area yesterday. I don't think words like catastrophic or historic are too strong to explain the impact. The most devastating news is that we lost 15 New Yorkers last night. That is our best estimate at this time. My guess is, if anything, that number is going to get larger.
Well, then that is the sad news. So far, the best I can find is at least 38 dead as a result of this hurricane. 8.2 million people without power across the disaster zone, which stretches from the mid-Atlantic states all the way up into New England. Airlines have canceled over 15,000 flights going, of course, into and out of the New York City area, as well as all the other affected areas. And it's a wide area. That's a 1,000-mile-wide storm, just so you know. And there's an estimate now, $20 billion in property damage and at least $10 billion in lost business income. So this has been just a heck of a punch that has been delivered upon a big portion of the populated United States. So I also did consumer protection time at the bottom of the last hour. If you missed it, podcasting $5 a month at normangoldman.com. Podcasting $5 a month gets you the whole show, on your schedule with everything stripped out but the show itself, and you get all the extra Beyond the Norm segments. Beyond the Norm is one extra segment a day on a legal, consumer, or other topic. Today's topic is about car dealers and car manufacturers. Now, the car manufacturers are not happy with car dealers, and one car manufacturer has decided to totally bypass the car dealers, and so that's tonight's Beyond the Norm. But I did consumer protection stuff a half hour ago, and it's about these hurricane cars that will show up in the rest of the United States, dried out with some flap dash repairs to make them look okay. You need to watch out for those. But let's get to senior legal analyst time. Because I promised it to you, and you know that's our most popular segment here. I try not to milk it, just do it when it's appropriate, and I do believe you'll find this one quite appropriate. A little over 4 years ago, and the date, to be precise, July the 9th of 2008, right? Now, that's July 9th, 2012 would be 4 years on the button, right?
Absolutely.
All right, just checking, making sure you're paying attention. On July 9, 2008, by a vote of 69 to 28, the United States Senate passed FISA amendments. I hope you remember this. FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, a 1978 law dealing with how the United States government, like, snoops and spies on people. Well, after the September 11, 2001 attacks, of course, we had the Patriot Act, and then in 2005, the New York Times broke a story that the illegal, illegitimate George W. Bush administration, well, I added the illegal, illegitimate part. The New York Times didn't report that. The New York Times reported that the Bush administration was doing massive, illegal, unconstitutional wiretapping, and George W. Bush was really upset about it. In fact, at the time, he said,
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
No, he said, that is a violation of our whatever. He was really upset about it because the New York Times had blown the whistle on the fact that he was doing massive amounts of illegal, unconstitutional wiretapping. It's the government saying you illegally wiretapped on me. So George W. Bush and his illegal, illegitimate administration went to Congress and said, legalize the illegal behavior we have done, retroactively authorize all this stuff that I have done illegally and unconstitutionally, and wipe out these lawsuits. And Congress obliged. And on July 9, 2008, the United States Senate passed its, you know, obliging of that. 69 to 28, then Senator Barack Obama of Illinois voted yes. And I remember this quite distinctly because I was guest hosting for Ed Schultz at the time, and it caused quite an uproar amongst the Democrats, amongst us, and the Democrats are going, how could he do this? And I must confess, I was on the wrong side of the issue. I said, look, he's running for president. He's playing politics with it. He's voting yes so he's not accused of being soft on terrorism. And I was wrong. And I'm happy to admit it. I mean, look, the truth is what the truth is. And this president is big on wiretapping. And he's been doing all drone strikes and stuff. I mean, let's be honest. This president's been a real hawk on national security. And constitutional professor notwithstanding, he's not going to have something bad happen on his watch. And if that means he's got to do a big government wiretapping thing, then that's what it means. And that's what it was. I thought he was just doing a political calculation at the time. I was wrong. That's who he is. Well, you'll be surprised to know, or you may not be surprised to know, that among the 28 who voted no on the expansion of the FISA law to, like, give the government even more power to wiretap and retroactively immunize all the past illegal George W. Bush administration work, and make no mistake, those new FISA amendments that passed in 2008, not only did they retroactively immunize what George W. Bush had done illegally and unconstitutionally, they then expanded the federal government's ability to wiretap into the future without liability. Well, Joe Biden, now the vice president, he voted no. He was one of the 28 voting no. Sherrod Brown of Ohio. I looked this up, incidentally, and I posted the link. You can check my math. I posted the link to the roll call vote at our Facebook page, The Norman Goldman Show, and in our blog at normangoldman.com, so you can check my source. I don't make this stuff up. Current Vice President, then Senator of Delaware, Joe Biden, voted no on the FISA amendments, as did Ohio Senator Sherrod Brown, as did Washington State U.S. Senator Maria Cantwell, as did Washington State U.S. Senator Patty Murray, both voting no. Hillary Clinton, then a senator from New York, voted no. Dick Durbin, the senior senator from Illinois, he voted no. One of my two senators, Dianne Feinstein, voted yes. And Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar voted no. The one of the senators from Oregon, Ron Wyden, voted no, as did John Tester, the Democratic senator from Montana. He also voted no. That was very interesting, and there were others, but I just gave you some of the more notable ones. It's interesting how this issue scrambles things, and I love using an example like this to ask, who's the real liberal here and who's the real conservative? Because if you're a true conservative, and I use that word very guardedly, then you want to keep the government within its constitutional boundaries. If you're a true Republican, conservative, small government lover, then you don't want the government with expanded snooping power. But you see all these self-declared small government conservatives, they love big, expansive, nanny state, authoritarian, police state snooping because they're big government liberals. And I love asking the question, is the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, a liberal organization? And of course the Republicans always immediately say, of course the ACLU is a big liberal organization. Well, except the ACLU is one of the ones suing right now, saying that the FISA amendments that passed in 2008, unconstitutional. Unconstitutional. And that case, the ACLU is, in my estimation, the most Republican organization around. And I'm not saying that to be snarky. I am not. I'm saying that because it's true. If you define a conservative as someone who wants to keep the federal government within its U.S. constitutional boundaries and doesn't want some big government slopping out outside the boundaries that it's narrowly supposed to stay within, then you love the ACLU, because that's what the ACLU does a lot of. The ACLU is there to keep a big federal government from getting too big for its britches. It's there to keep the federal government within the limited boundaries of the Constitution. That's what the ACLU does. And that's why the ACLU and a variety of other government good government groups and lawyers are in the Supreme Court right now. And the oral argument was heard yesterday in the United States Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court was dealing with the question of these lawsuits, saying that the FISA amendments that then-Senator Obama voted yay on, and 68 other senators, most of them Republicans, of course, voted yay on, although a bunch of Democrats voted yay as well. The nays largely came from the Democratic side. Just so you know, the Republicans, for all their talk about we hate big government, they love expanding big government when it's nanny state, police state, authoritarian, snooping government, and that's not small government at all. But the United States Supreme Court was very interesting here. The issue that they were focusing in on was the question of standing. Now, standing, I need to do senior legal analyst time in a big way for you here. Standing is a legal concept. Let's say you and I have a car accident. I'll be the bad guy in this example. Let's say I run the red light and I just blast you because I was negligent. I ran the red light and I hit you. You were going through on a green light. You're the good guy. I'm the bad guy. Now, it's just you and me in the accident. You had no passengers, I had no passengers, just you and me. Somebody was standing 200 feet away and witnessed the thing and certainly heard it, and they filed a lawsuit against me, saying I wasn't actually in one of the cars, but I was 200 feet away, I heard this, and, you know, I've been traumatized because I heard a car accident, and I want you, Mr. Goldman, to pay me damages. Well, the courts are going to throw that out because you weren't in a car accident. What the courts would say is you don't have standing to sue because you weren't involved. Standing is an absolute requirement in virtually every lawsuit. You need to have a personal stake in the litigation. You can't just be somebody interested in it. I mean, this stuff with FISA, these amendments, let's say I had filed the lawsuit and I went to court and I said, I don't like these FISA amendments because I think they expanded the government far too big and wide, and they allow the government to snoop on people, and it's unconstitutional. The first thing the judge is going to look and say to me is, hey, Mr. Goldman, have you been wiretapped? I'm like, I don't know. I don't care. It's unconstitutional. Throw it out. The judge would say, You have to have a personal stake in this thing. You have to be affected by it in order to be able to maintain a lawsuit. That's standing. You have to be impacted. It can't just be like, I'm interested in it. It can't just be, I don't like it, so I want you to throw it out. Not everybody can just waltz into court and ask courts to do stuff. You need a personal stake in the action. That's called standing. That's what the lawyers call standing. Well, the case that was heard by the U.S. Supreme Court yesterday was a bunch of lawyers who represent clients overseas. And the lawyers went to court and said, we believe we have been wiretapped upon under these FISA laws, and therefore we have a personal stake in the matter because we can't trust the telephone. We can't call our clients. Our clients are overseas. We're here. We can't trust the phones. I got to get on a plane and fly and go meet a client somewhere anonymously in order to have an attorney-client privilege communication. Well, many of the judges are asking, you know, various judges are asking, well, do you have any evidence, counselor, that you actually have been wiretapped upon? And they're like, no, I don't have any actual evidence I've been wiretapped upon. That's the whole point. The government's keeping it a secret. So the Supreme Court yesterday was dealing with the question of, do these lawyers who claim that they are deterred from having telephone conversations with their overseas clients, do they have standing? And much to my surprise, it appears that a good solid majority of the Supreme Court was saying, yes, they do. Now, understand what the case yesterday was not, N-O-T not. What the case yesterday was not was whether these actual FISA amendments from 2008 are constitutional or not. That question is not before the court. However, if the Supreme Court rules that the people doing the suing here don't have standing, then we'll never find out whether those amendments to the FISA law passed in 08 are constitutional or not, because no one will have the ability to bring the lawsuit. And since no one will have the ability to bring a lawsuit, there'll never be a lawsuit and there'll never be a decision on whether they're constitutional or not. And that's the approach of the government right now. The federal government has taken the position that there's no standing, so therefore they can't even bring a lawsuit, so we'll never know. And yesterday it appeared the Supreme Court, by a big majority, both the Republicans and the Democrats, were given indications in oral arguments that they're like, we think they're standing. We think these lawyers have been damaged enough by fear that their calls overseas are being wiretapped, that they have to get on planes and go there. We think that's enough damage to give them standing. So it appears that if you believe the Supreme Court and the way it was going yesterday, it appears they're going to allow the lawsuit to go forward. Remember, this lawsuit has been dismissed previously by judges saying you don't have a standing. You don't have standing because you can't show that this thing affected you. You don't have skin in the game. You're not affected by it. You have a theoretical claim. You think you've been harmed, but you can't show me you have been harmed. And the lawyers are saying, how can I prove to you I've been harmed? The government's keeping it secret. They get me coming and going. They think they keep it a secret, and then they say you can't prove that we're doing it. It's like, well, yeah, because you're keeping it secret. So it appears the Supreme Court, if you believe their oral argument yesterday, they're going to send the case back and let these lawyers get to the merits of the case. The merits of the case are, is this unconstitutional or not? Remember, Congress can't pass a law that overrules the Constitution. The Constitution always wins. Congress passes unconstitutional law all the time, and that's the job of the courts to throw it out. So if these FISA amendments are unconstitutional, then the question is, getting to the merits. And the first step is letting somebody actually bring the claim and litigate the thing. So that's what happened yesterday in the court. Now you've learned all about standing. You know about standing. And I've reminded you about all this this previous stuff about FISA. And, of course, I'll keep an eye on it and let you know what happens when it happens. All right, there you go. Let's close the doors on senior legal analyst time. Did I do okay?
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Well, thank you very much. All right, your call's straight ahead. 1-888-321-6001. With Justice is served. The Norm Angle Man Show.
Justice means blunt analysis and plain talk. This is the Norm Angle Man Show.
There may be some people who know how to do that. I sure don't. There may be some people who know how to do that. I sure don't.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
FreshBooks. If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
Hello, Camille Collins here, inviting you to check out this month's digital edition of Scene Magazine, the premier Twin Cities gay entertainment guide, now online at MyScenCity.com. Sign up for the email blast, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and check in on Foursquare. Business owners, advertising with Scene Magazine is a great way to let the gay community know you support us. We offer exclusive content focusing on the Twin Cities gay scene. Stay informed with MyScenCity.com.
By supporting the advertisers that support this station, you're keeping Minnesota's economy strong. By keeping your money in the local economy, you're supporting small, locally owned businesses that give back to their communities. And if you find a business that doesn't advertise on AM 950, tell them they should. And make sure that when you do shop locally, you tell them you heard their ads right here on AM 950. And as always, be sure to visit AM950radio.com for lists of advertisers, upcoming events, and our always free web stream of your favorite AM 950 shows.
Hello, free-thinking Minnesotans. Join us for Atheist Talk, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on AM 950 KTNF. On Sunday, November 4th, just in time for the upcoming general elections, we'll be speaking to Sean Lawrence Otto about the 2012 presidential candidates' answers to key science questions. We always welcome your phone calls and emails during our show and invite you to visit our website at mnatheist.org. So tune into Atheist Talk Radio, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock on KTNF, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's good radio without the good book.
Lavender Magazine is your connection to a diverse and vibrant Minnesota. From restaurant and theatrical reviews to in-depth conversations with artists and community leaders, pick up a copy from one of over 800 locations. And visit us online at lavendermagazine.com to search our interactive events calendar, even download our daily award-winning podcasts from Big Gay News and Wanda Wisdom. Lavender Magazine, unleash your inner gay.
You know, yesterday and on many days, we talk about a woman's right to choose and the small government, limited government, you know, hating the nation state, Republicans who love to take away women's rights to choose because they control women's innards, and that's all small government. Why? I got a great email from Hawaii, Russell W. in Hawaii, listening on the internet through our website, normangoldman.com. Norm, people say they have a religious belief that life begins at conception, but that's not what the Christian Bible says. According to the Bible, a human becomes a living soul after taking a first breath. Genesis 2:7, quote, "And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." Close quote. You can look that one up. That's my book. That's the Old Testament. So when a politician calls his beliefs concerning when life begins a religious belief, to what religion is he referring? Thank you, Russell W., right there in Hawaii. I appreciate you being with us on the Internet, because I don't think we're on a radio station in Hawaii. But we are everywhere, and thank goodness for technology. But, you know, it is an interesting point, don't you think? Republicans keep saying life begins at conception, but, you know, that's not what it says in the book. So they're just humans making it up because they want to control people, because that's the way they are. Your call straight ahead, where justice is served.
We're not sure what some banks mean when they say,
"How can I help you?"
Because whenever you ask for their help, it's always,
"That's not in our policy, sir."
And then they need to
transfer you to a supervisor
who is
currently assisting other customers.
And after all that, they say,
"Your business is extremely important to us."
At Ally Bank, we give you live, knowledgeable customer service any time of day or night. Products designed to help you, and no ridiculous fees. That's how Ally helps. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your RV.
Hey there. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since GEICO helped you save money on your RV insurance, we've been roaming a lot more. I'll never forget our night in Flagstaff. It was so epic you painted a mural of it on my side. Although I don't remember the Arctic wolves, the wild stallions, or the Bengal tiger. Weird.
GEICO could help you save on your RV insurance, and that should make you and your RV very happy.
Hey guys, each year declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement, is actually giving you a free one-month supply. Call now to try Progene risk-free. See for yourself what Progene can do and ask about our new at-home testosterone test kits. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. Call 1-800-214-1198. Again, that's 1-800-214-1198.
Over 200,000 Minnesota homeowners choose Warner Stellion as their appliance specialist because Warner Stellion offers more appliance brands than anyone else. And Warner Stellion customers know they get the lowest final cost and award-winning services, including free local delivery, professional installation, and free recycling. Wouldn't you rather choose Minnesota's appliance sales, installation, and service specialist? Check us out online or visit a Warner Stellion store soon. Six Twin Cities locations, one in Rochester, and the new Warner Stellion coming soon to Coon Rapids.
If you want a more empowered sex life, you'll find the tools and resources at The Smitten Kitten, the Twin Cities award-winning sex toy and supply shop. Visit smittenkittenonline.com to shop from home and learn about our world-class educational workshops and events. The Smitten Kitten is open to everyone, welcoming new customers daily in Uptown, south of Lake Street on Lindale. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 9, Sundays, noon to 7. The Smitten Kitten, the world's leader in environmentally friendly, body-safe sex toys and supplies.
We all know having a doctor who knows you creates peace of mind. It works the same with your pharmacist. Whether it's explaining directions, side effects, or drug interactions, a pharmacist who knows you makes all the difference in the world. Independent pharmacies care for you and your family because they live and work in your community. Plus, when it's pharmacist-owned, you get the personal touch of a friendly, caring staff. Find your independent pharmacies at localrxminnesota.com and rediscover the difference.
Since the 40s, West 7th Pharmacy has been locally owned, and we know our customers on a first-name basis. Our commitment is to serve our community with prescriptions, personal care items, gifts, and cards for any occasion. Park right out front on West 7th Street. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is John Heshen, owner of St. Paul Corner Drug, providing the best pharmacy services available. Not only medication, but also education. Using robotics to improve speed and accuracy gives us the time to get to know you. That's St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be at Snelling and St. Claire.
AM 950 weather brought to you by First Tech. Partly cloudy tonight, down below freezing, a low of 27. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50 degrees and down to about 33 degrees tomorrow night. Sunny for your Thursday, a high of 47, 45 on Friday, and it looks like we're hitting mid-40s for the rest of the weekend. It's the 35th anniversary of First Tech, the world's original Apple store. Celebrate this Friday with specials, prizes, refreshments, and reserve your seat for the world premiere of the movie Macintosh 2.0.
The place where fierce independence is the norm. It's the Norman Goldman Show. AM 950 KPNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the progressive voice of Minnesota. The president Bannon has declared New York City, New Jersey, and lots of other places disaster areas. Now, that's an official legal thing that once declaring a disaster area, that frees up a variety of federal dollars, and it cuts down on the bureaucracy, and it prevents this kind of thing from happening.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
When you're not doing a heck of a job. 1-888-321-6001. Oh, I've got economic news for you in a half hour. The economy continues to get better, and nobody's talking about it, maybe except me. Charles in Chicago. Hi, Charles.
Hey, Norm. Thanks for taking my call.
And yes, sir.
A couple of quick points. Regarding giving FEMA funds to the states, a lot of states right now have a lot of red ink, a lot of it due to public pensions. And I trust those states with FEMA funds about as much as I trust the federal government with the Social Security Trust Fund.
Well, what would you suggest as an alternative?
No, keep FEMA federal. It's appropriate that it should be federal. And that brings me to my second point as far as Chris Christie. You know, regardless of whether or not the GOP is grooming him for 2016 and the Koch brothers are whining and dining him, you know, maybe instead of being a partisan jerk, he's being a moderate guy. You know, he kind of strikes me as that sort of reasonable everyman. Maybe it's just being moderate and grateful for an appropriate, aggressive federal response to the disaster in his state.
You could be right. Let me ask you this, then. What makes him a Republican? Why is he a Republican? Because the rest of them aren't being very reasonable. And, you know, the guy is quite pro-choice and very tolerant on the social issues, which is going to cause him problems when it comes time for him to get the nomination. He's got a long history. Now, I mean, look, on marriage equality, he said, I'd rather the people of New Jersey vote on it. He vetoed a bill when the legislature of New Jersey, like a year ago, passed marriage equality. He vetoed it and said the people should vote on it, which I thought was a very weaselly way out, saying, oh, the majority should vote on the minority's rights. You know, but still, leaving that one aside, which I won't generally, but Charles, I mean, the guy is going to have a major showdown with the bulk of his party because on the social issues, he's just not with them.
Well, and that's a showdown I look forward to because he's going to have to discuss a lot of relevant, particularly social issues that are important to a lot of people. And it's going to be interesting to see where he comes down on that. You know, whether he's going to side with his party like most Republicans do. And that reminds me of a bumper sticker I have, a quote by Bill Clinton, Democrats fall in love, Republicans fall in line.
And it's very, very true.
There's far too many Republicans falling in line nowadays, whether they're voters, governors, whatever. I mean, I'm so concerned that Republican governors or secretaries of state are simply going to flip the switch on Election Day if they don't like the election results.
I'm absolutely freaking out about that one, Charles, because I think we're going to see a lot of election rigging here. And that's a real problem. Well, let me help answer my own question, because you answered it well, but let me add some more to it, which is, why is Chris Christie a Republican? I'll give you two big reasons. Firstly, he hates unions and has waged war on public employee unions relentlessly in New Jersey, so that puts him in the Snot Walker category, and there's nothing that's going to get the Republican base happier other than a woman's uterus than waging war on unions. And he wants to get rid of all regulation of business, and so that's what makes him a real Republican. And when he runs for president in 2016, he's going to run on those two planks. I'm going to destroy the public employee unions, the federal unions, because he's going to be running for president, and I'm going to get rid of all these regulations of business that are encumbering business and all of that stuff. That's what makes him a Republican. But when it comes to the base, you know, they don't care nearly as much about that stuff as they do, woman's right to choose and marriage equality and all. So, Charles, the showdown is coming. I appreciate your call. I'm going to be looking for the showdown along with you. I got to move along, but, you know, I am deathly concerned that there's going to be a lot of election rigging going on around here in a week from today. And be aware that, you know, if we had a clean, simple election, we wouldn't have to worry about this. I mean, if we had everybody with a paper ballot and the ballots were all counted out in the open, that would solve the problem. And 12 years after Bush versus Gore, we still haven't done this, and it's a disgrace. 1-888-321-6001. 1-888-321-6001. Granny T in Tennessee. You know, Granny, we love you around here.
Well, Norman, we love you around here, and you do a heck of a job.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
Hey, you really trashed those guys on your SmackDown on the radio thing.
Oh, at AM760.net, the Battle of the Talk Show host.
That was wonderful. Yes, but my question sort of goes along with this. What happened? It seemed like Obama really had a good gap. He was ahead with the women, but that gap seems to have disappeared. And with all these old coots running around talking about rape, it seems like women would run screaming from that. What is up with that?
Well, it's interesting you mention that, Granny T, because I haven't gotten to it yet in the show, but I do have in my hot little hands some late polling numbers, which show, in fact, that the gender gap is not as narrow as people are saying it is. But let me just give you a little fuller answer. Right after that first debate, when everybody said the president did badly, the gender gap narrowed dramatically, but it's been opening up again and again and again. And it's tighter than it was, say, 2 months ago, but the gender gap is, in fact, there. And, when you factor in the president's weakness amongst men, especially white men, that's giving us a tight race. But the gender gap is there. It depends on which state we're talking about. In Virginia, it's quite pronounced. In Ohio, it's quite pronounced. In other places, it's not. So, Granny T, you got to look at it more of a state-by-state thing, but it is there, and it needs to be wider.
Okay, and I am worried about the Ohio voting machines because I've read that Romney's little son, Tag, and his financial buddies have interest in the Ohio voting machines.
Absolutely true.
And have you ever heard that Karl Rove is a Mormon?
I've never heard that Karl Rove is a Mormon.
I haven't either. So anyway, thank you.
Hey, but Granny T, did you know Harry Reid is a Mormon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so not all Mormons are bad.
Well, I don't know. I'm not especially fond of Harry Reid.
Well, that makes two of us.
But, hey, listen, I live in Tennessee, and since Tennessee is so grossly red, I think I'm going to vote for Jill Stein for president, and then every green party member on our ticket, but then on the down ballot, Democratic. What do you think of that?
There's nothing wrong with making a statement, especially in a state like that. But Granny T, the Democratic Party of Tennessee is virtually non-existent.
That's true.
And what I would like to see, and we'll be talking about this, Granny T, after the election, is we need some folks in Tennessee, in South Carolina, in Mississippi, in all these places where there's virtually no Democratic Party. We need the real Democrats to go in there and take over the remnants of the Democratic Party, redefine it in a way that makes it much broader and much more appealing to folks, and resuscitate it.
Well, that's why I was going to vote the down ticket, Democratic, but, I just so do want to vote green.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that.
Okay, well, thank you, Norm. We all love you.
Granny T, we love you.
And you folks, get with Beyond the Norm. It is wonderful.
I know you signed up for Beyond the Norm a few months ago. I saw that.
Yes.
I thank you very much.
Okay, we love you, Norm.
We love you, Granny T. Tonight's Beyond the Norm is a very interesting one because it involves the way that people buy cars through new car dealers, and one of the car companies is challenging that model. That's tonight's Beyond the Norm. We recorded it about a half hour before the show starts. We record all the Beyond the Norms about a half hour before the show starts. Beyond the Norm is an extra segment, one extra segment, about 15 minutes. We don't do it on the air. It's only for the Beyond the Normers. And if you sign up, whenever you sign up for $5 a month or $50 a year, which gets you 2 months free, then you get the entire archives at your beck and call. And we've done like 400 of these by now. There's legal stuff in there, consumer stuff, all manner of interesting things that we do as an extra segment a day. And those are the Beyond the Norm segments, and it's all part of the package. $5 a month gets you the whole thing, including the entire archives of all the Beyond the Norms and the regular show with everything stripped out but the show itself, plus extra ringtones for your smartphone. I've got all these ringtones from our website on my smartphone, including, John Boehner saying some of my favorite things, which I'm trying to figure out where it is now.
How about a glass of Merlot?
That one. There you go. That's a ringtone.
How about a glass of Merlot?
All right. 1-888-321-6001. Jerry in Minneapolis. Hello, Jerry.
Norm, thanks for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk with you again. I just want to talk about this Mr. Etch-a-Sketch, this hypocrite, and he has such compassion now for the 98% fellow Americans that have been wreaked havoc by this Superstorm Sandy. I think this is a blatant attempt to sway the low-information American voter. This guy cares nothing about the 98%. He is for the 1 and 2%. The millionaires and billionaires. Look at the steel plant in Kansas City that he looted and gutted out and bankrupted it with the people's pensions. Look at this Sensata company in Freeport, Illinois that is supposed to close the day before the election.
Right.
It's a disgrace. The American flags were taken down when the Chinese diplomats visited this company last fall, and Chinese flags were flown over it. This Romney is a disgrace, and he is a hypocrite.
Jerry, you raise an interesting point that I've been meaning to get to, and so let's talk about it right now. And that is this: the Republicans have allegiance only to money, and that leads them to some very squirrely results. And I had this debate with those idiots from the Republican stations in Denver last week. And if you want to see it, it's am760.net, www.am760.net. There's a banner at the top of the page, Battle of the Talk Show Hosts. It was me against three, and a very hostile crowd. But, Jerry, they demand that we all pledge allegiance to money. And that leads to the result that we must advocate for the shipping of our jobs to China. And when the Chinese communists pay their workers $4 a day to assemble the iPads and the iPhones to send back to the United States, then the demand from the Republicans is that we here in the United States have to lower our standard of living and race to the bottom and dive to the bottom, that we need to debase ourselves to compete with the Chinese. And so I challenge these guys, and you can see it on the video, and I said, why do you hate America? Why do you sit there and say every life is precious? Oh, every life is precious. And then you demand that we, you know, debase ourselves to chase after these slave labor organizations all over the world. Jerry, they don't understand that their God is money. And they demand that we abandon patriotism and demand love of country and abandon our allegiance to our fellow Americans in order to chase these slave wage workers to the bottom. Jerry, can you explain to me how the Republicans wave the flag and say all is wonderful with America when they do exactly what I just described to you?
Exactly. It's all hypocrites, Norman. The low information voter, like at work, these Republicans I fight and argue with every day, making $35,000 a year. I says, you think this Romney and Ryan are going to care about you just because you're voting Republican, making $35,000 a year? I says, you got to wake up and smell the coffee. Norm, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Keep up the fight. I know you will. I hope to see you at the Blue State Ball in January. I love you, and I wish there was a million more Norms out here.
Well, Jerry, thank you, and I've been invited to the Blue State Ball.
Great.
And yes, I am going to the Blue State
Okay.
Ball, so I will see you in January. Jerry, that shows you how much I'm enjoying all this. I am going to fly from Los Angeles to Minneapolis in January. Jerry. Thanks so very much. You know, the weather's pretty good here in Los Angeles in January, but I'm flying to Minneapolis to be with Jerry and everybody. Ed will be there. Yes, the Blue State Ball, I will be there. And incidentally, if you're with us on Progressive Talk AM 1090, and there's that word again, election night, 1 week from today, I will be at 88 Keys, 2nd and Jackson in Pioneer Square. 2nd and Jackson and Pioneer Square. I will be doing the show next Tuesday, Election Day, live from the studios of AM 1090 in Seattle. And as soon as it's done, I'm heading over to 88 Keys. There's no admission charge. There's no tickets needed. There's no admission charge. It's free. So come on over and join me. There'll be drink specials, and I'm going to be taking advantage of those. There'll be food specials. They've got lots of big screen TVs. And we're not going to be broadcasting the thing, so I do apologize if you're not with us in Seattle. It's not going to be broadcast, but if you are with us in Seattle, come on down to Pioneer Square, 88 Keys, 2nd and Jackson. I will be there hosting the show. I'm honored to be invited. Of all the hosts of AM 1090, they asked me to be the one to be there, and I said, that's fantastic. So I will be there. We're going to have a lot of big screens with lots of election results. So join me live on election night. I can't think of a better place to be. You're next right here, 1-888-321-6001, and also in 16 minutes. What about Mr. Raw Money and the evangelicals? You know, the evangelical Christians, they hate the Mormons. Or do they? There's some interesting developments there, that and the economy, but you're next where justice is served. The Norm Goldman Show.
The place where you can go beyond the norm for 20 minutes a day for only $5 per month. The best deal around. Consumer and legal information you can use in your life every day. Sign up at normangoldman.com. This is the Norman Goldman Show.
The main thing has to be on the main thing, John.
Did you know that certain gold and silver coins can be added to your retirement accounts? It's a fact. For years, investors have been adding popular coins like the gold and silver American Eagles to their IRAs and old 401ks. More importantly, gold and silver have quadrupled in value within the past 10 years. Major banks and credible analysts around the world are forecasting even more demand for both gold and silver in the coming years. Isn't it about time for you to consider adding gold to your retirement accounts? When it comes to adding physical metals to your retirement accounts, no one makes it easier and faster than American Bullion. Call now for your free gold guide at 800-664-8864. Find out how to add U.S. minted gold and silver coins to your IRA and old 401k. Call the most trusted name in the industry today, American Bullion. 800-664-8864. Call for your free gold guide, 800-664-8864.
FreshBooks.
If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution. FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks. FreshBooks.com.
Ally Bank. Why they don't hide things in the fine print.
That'll be $34.50.
I think the ad says it's half off.
If you look closely, it says only on Tuesdays.
It is Tuesday.
In October.
It is October.
During leap years.
This is a leap year.
After the first frost.
Oh, please.
Nobody likes when things are hidden in fine print. That's why Ally doesn't do it. Ally Bank. Your money needs an ally. Member FDIC.
This is Congressman Keith Ellison, and I approve this message. From 2008 until 2010, Democratic majorities passed historic health care reform, brought our troops home from Iraq, and passed new laws to protect consumers. But when the GOP took the House, they stalled infrastructure investments, voted for a budget that increases taxes on working families, and pushed vouchers for Medicare. On Tuesday, November 6th, support our Democratic ticket and keep America moving forward.
Paid for by Ellison for Congress.
Ed Schultz here for Renters Warehouse, Minnesota's largest residential property manager. Do you have a home you can't sell? Would you lose too much if you did? How about a rental property that's been sitting vacant? Now's the time to contact Renters Warehouse to learn how they can help you turn that unsold property into a full bank account. Renters Warehouse works with all types of property owners who lease and manage their residential real estate. They will handle all the advertising, all the showings, background checks, and even the lease documents. Best of all, they do it with no fees up front and warranty all their tenants for 9 months. If you don't want to have to worry about managing your tenant on a monthly basis, they'll do that too for just $79 per month. Contact Renters Warehouse today for a free rental analysis and see for yourself why more Minnesota property owners choose Renters Warehouse over any of the competition. Give them a call at 952-470-8888. That's 952-470-8888 or online at renterswarehouse.com.
For over 100 years, my family business has been installing home heating systems and central air right here in the Twin Cities.
This is Rick Welter, and you probably already know the Ray and Welter name. We're proud our reputation for quality installations, service, and repair has kept this family business thriving for more than a century. Today, we offer new technologies and high-efficiency units built for a new era of home climate needs. Find us now at welterheating.com. Remember, air condition your shelter with Ray and Welter.
Bringing great Cuban food to South Minneapolis all year round. Enjoy the festive environment of Victor's 1959 Cafe. Featured on Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Victor's offers authentic Cuban cuisine. Stop in and enjoy revolutionary cooking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Breakfast include the Ranchero Cubano and Egg Savannah. For an entree bite into the Picadillo or Bay of Pig sandwich, be sure to try Nikki's original champagne mojito too. Victor's, 38th and Grand in South Minneapolis. More at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Hello, pet appreciators. This is Kathy Menard, and I'm inviting you to join me and your friends here at the Urban Dog this Sunday morning on Pet Connections. We understand how tender and special relationships can be between you and your pet. Through discussions, we'll explore lively and informative topics about your furry friends. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show this Sunday morning from 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio.
You know, I love doing this show, and here's another reason why. I was talking earlier about these flood cars that came out of Katrina and now are going to be coming out of Hurricane Sandy. The flood cars, Dick T. sent me a great email to Norm at normangoldman.com about a way to check the vehicle to see if you are looking to buy a used car, to see if that's one of these flood cars that get dried out and then slapdash repairs and resold, and you end up with a big problem. Dick T. sent me a great email. I have now taken that email with the link inside and put it on our Facebook page, The Norm Angold Man Show, and it is going up on our blog at normangoldman.com as well. So, look, this is a great interactive show, and it's got all kinds of consumer protection information. Check our Facebook page, The Norm Angold Man Show. It is the most recent link. I just put it up there a moment ago. And Dick T., thank you so much for that great email. Rick in Washington. Hi, you, Rick.
Hey, Norman. You know, I'm thinking, Sandy, maybe we ought to name this the Al Gore scenario, because this is pretty much what he predicted in his book. And it's climatology. He didn't invent it by any means, but he did predict it. Yeah, as the ice cap melts, it develops a high pressure that forces, and as the Atlantic heats up, the Gulf Stream heats up, the storms are able to move further north, and they get pushed straight in to the East Coast.
Well, it's interesting that we are this late into October and we've got this hurricane way out of season blowing up the eastern coast. And now, of course, it merged with a nor'easter. And I mean, that's why, I don't know if people notice this, but in West Virginia, they're having a blizzard up there from this thing. Well, and in North Carolina, where we are on the air live, 8-8 of the Revolution in Nashville, I hear they're having snow up there too.
Yeah, the Atlantic Current, the Gulf Current going up along the east coast is almost 8 degrees above normal right now, and this could become a norm. This is all happening maybe 10 to 20 to 30 years sooner than anybody thought. Nobody thought the ice caps going to melt this fast, and they're refreezing, but if they melt in the summertime, there's a real potential for this any year. This is the second time we've had an Atlantic hurricane or tropical storm late in the season in, what, 3 years now or something like that?
Well, I'm not keeping score, but Rick, I think I need to start keeping score. Rick, thank you very much for the call and the great point, and it is a profound point. Yeah, this is exactly the kind of weather extreme that climate change is bringing us. And, you know, the Republicans they're really snarky. They say, well, look, it snowed in the wintertime, so that's proof there's no such thing as climate change. Oh, my God. Well, you know, fellas, you're going to have to come to grips with the fact that it just because it snows in the wintertime doesn't mean there's no such thing as climate change. It is the extremes that we are seeing. Look, we just had a major drought in the Midwest, right, that like wiped out a huge portion of the corn and soybean crop. I mean, that's an extreme weather example where, you know, we're losing a big chunk of our farm crops. We are seeing more and more extreme weather patterns. And this is what happens with climate change. I've got the economy, evangelicals, and you straight ahead, where justice is served.
Hi, folks. Big Eddie here. Once again for Continental Diamond in St. Louis Park. I've been telling you all year about Jimmy and Helene Hessis and their wonderful jewelry store. Well, they've just completed a renovation, and the new store is bigger and even more beautiful, with more room to show off the best selection of diamonds in the Twin Cities and all of their exquisite designer jewelry. Generations of families have made Continental Diamond their choice, and it's obvious why. They've built their business on honesty, unparalleled service, and great prices. They provide a low-pressure environment to help you find the perfect gift regardless of your price range. Folks, this is a great family and a fantastic family business. There's a reason Continental Diamond was named Minnesota's best jeweler by Minnesota Bride Magazine in 2010 and 2011. It's all about the people. Their staff averages 20 years of experience and they don't work on commission. If you're thinking about jewelry for yourself or someone you love and you want to save money, please visit Continental Diamond next to the West End in St. Louis Park and online at ContinentalDiamond.com.
Hi, I'm Fran Tarkenton, former NFL quarterback and member of the Hall of Fame. Listen to Neil Larson on the Neil Larson Financial Hour every Saturday at noon. Neil works with me through Tarkenton Financial, and I know he can help you win the retirement game.
Listen, Saturday noon, when I'll be discussing current information on safe money alternatives at retirement, or call my office at 952-303-3232.
Tammy Wong has been the chef and owner of Rainbow Chinese for the past 25 years. Located on Eat Street, Chinese features uniquely original Asian cuisine that sets them apart from the conventional experience. Start with award-winning calamari, Szechuan wontons, walnut shrimp, or fresh egg rolls made daily by hand. Then immerse yourself in delicious and authentic Asian cuisine and fresh noodle dishes made by a first-generation Chinese chef. Rainbow Chinese on Nicollet, just north of 28th Street. Find more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
Listen to AM 950 anywhere in the world with the free AM 950 app. AM 950 KTNF, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, St. Paul, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
NBC News Radio, I'm Melissa Rayberger. Up and down the East Coast, people are surveying Sandy's damage. The death toll is now at least 40, and at least 8 million homes and businesses are without power. It made a direct hit on the New Jersey shore. NBC's Ron Allen is in Point Pleasant Beach.
The town sits behind a huge line of sand dunes built to protect it. But last night, it was no match for the power of Hurricane Sandy. It overwhelmed the barriers and sent torrents of water and sand rushing into the town.
The storm grounded more than 18,000 flights around the country. NBC's Tom Costello is at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
We have 7,000 cancellations as of this moment today. So far, 1,875 cancellations planned for tomorrow.
And in other news, Chrysler says they will build their Jeep brand in China to supply local markets, but production will continue in the United States. The company put out the word in response to campaign ads by Mitt Romney that said Jeep production was being sent overseas. This is NBC News Radio. Floodwaters poured into New York's deepest subway tunnels as Sandy slammed on shore. The salt water may pose the biggest obstacle to the transit's recovery. Track beds will be covered with debris and critical electrical equipment ruined. Flooding wasn't the only disaster Sandy brought to the East Coast last night. NBC's Maris Quiavocampo has the story of a massive fire in a neighborhood of Breezy Point in New York City.
The flames that burned through the night devastated this tiny community, destroying 111 homes and damaging 20 more. Sandy's winds whipped through the town, spreading the fire across the entire neighborhood. Remarkably, the fire department says there were only three minor injuries, but it took more than 200 firefighters to control the fire, and pockets are still smoldering throughout the area.
And a small number of 911 call centers are down due to the storm. They're affected by related power outages and other conditions. The FCC says those calls are being rerouted. I'm Melissa Rayberger, NBC News Radio.
Hi, Dave Lennox here. Fall is upon us, and that means colder weather. Now is the perfect time to replace that inefficient heating and cooling system. Lennox is offering a rebate of up to $1,375 on a new high-efficiency Lennox home comfort system, so you'll save money today and in the long run. It may also qualify for state and local incentives. So call 1-800-9-LENNOX or visit Lennox.com to find the Lennox dealer nearest you and get comfortable today.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
Mike Rowe here at a Ford dealer with a little Q&A for Fiona. According to the signs, Ford is having some sort of big tire event. How would you describe the event?
It's big.
The savings one might enjoy at the event.
They're big.
What about the selection?
Big.
Get a $60 mail-in rebate on Ford Select tires. Use the Ford Service credit card for an extra $60.
So I think we can agree then that Ford's tire event is good-sized.
No, Michael. It's big.
Subject to credit approval, rebate by check. Offer cannot be combined. See participating Ford dealer for rebate and other offer details through 11/30/12.
Hi, this is Laura Hedlund.
And I'm Karen Olson-Johnson. Join us for Food Freedom Radio this Saturday at 8 a.m.
This week we will be talking with the students of the St. Kate's Food Justice Coalition.
There are food justice issues on a college campus?
I guess anywhere people eat, there are food justice issues.
Okay, well then join us. We're going to talk about it this Saturday, 8 a.m. Food Freedom Radio, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
The campaign drama is heating up. Presidential polls have seesawed and the race is tight. Minnesota voters are preparing to weigh in on two controversial constitutional amendment questions and decide who should represent them at the state legislature and in Congress. On the next Access Minnesota, University of Minnesota political science professor Catherine Pearson analyzes campaign 2012 in the final days before the elections.
Access Minnesota, Sunday mornings at 6:30 on AM 950.
Under the Ryan Romney budget, they're going to cap the amount that Medicare will pay for your medical bills. Senior citizens are going to pay an awful lot more money for their medical care.
The Norman Goldman Show, where justice is served. Weeknights at 11 on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, I'm Peter Solak of Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces with something I'd like to share with you.
Thanks, Woodland Stove. We were looking for a fireplace insert this fall to help with our very inefficient fireplace, so we went to Woodland Stoves, and the service was phenomenal. The staff went out of their way to explain things and make sure that we got exactly what we needed. After looking at a few displays, we were able, with a little help, to figure out that we needed an energy-efficient soapstone fireplace that would help heat more than just the one room. We love it, and it's cut our heating bill, and there's hardly a day lately that we don't have a fire going. Thank you, Woodland Stoves.
Stop in and see and feel how cozy a fire can be. We have over 30 working units on display at 2901 East Franklin Avenue in Minneapolis, where Riverside and Franklin meet, or online at woodlandstoves.com. Enjoy an environmentally smart fire from Woodland Stoves and Fireplaces. Out of the ordinary products and services since 1977.
AM 950 weather brought to you by Rainbow Chinese. 27 for the low tonight under partly cloudy skies. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50. And tomorrow night down to about 33. Sunny on Thursday with a high of 47. And it looks like mid-40s for the rest of the weekend. Rainbow Chinese offers first-generation Chinese cuisine that sets itself apart from conventional Chinese restaurants. It's a great spot for dining in or reserve a spot for events. Find them on Eat Street in South Minneapolis and more at eatlocalminnesota.com.
This hour of the Ed Schultz Show is proudly sponsored by the SMSC. The Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community has a tradition of being a good neighbor, and that tradition continues.
The heart of America, the nation's number one liberal voice, where truth and common sense rule. This is the Ed Schultz Show, where America comes to talk. Now, live from the studio at 30 Rock in New York, Ed Schultz.
Thank you, Dan Michaels. Good to be with you folks here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. Crazy stuff going on, no doubt, surviving the storm, although it undoubtedly has been extremely tough for a lot of Americans. 2.4 million people without power just in the state of New Jersey. They don't, you know, give you an idea, on the East Coast, Irene had people without power for about 8 days. And it affected half the number of people as far as power outages. Loss of life at 10 here in Manhattan. Mayor Bloomberg, I believe, has been on top of all of it. The city's busting their fanny to do everything they possibly can. It's pretty spooky down at last night down at Battery Park. I mean, the water's coming in. There's you know, nothing happening. People calling me here. This is the flood season here, no doubt. You know, people, water coming in like crazy, flooding the subways and everything else. People bumping into one another. You can't see anything. It was a spooky time. You basically have a real trust in humanity to be out even dealing with any of that stuff. But as we do the politics of it all, it is 1 week from today we will elect someone to guide this country for the next 4 years. It's either going to be the incumbent Barack Obama or it's going to be Mitt Romney. And we'll get to the politics of it all. There's no question about that. But just to talk about some of the heroes, I want to tell you a story, because in every storm, there's going to be people that go beyond the call of duty, or people that just do their job, and it just, in a sense, doesn't get recognized. It's going to get recognized here. Nurses at New York University Hospital, their generator goes down, and they have to move patients out. So they move patients out in the dark, down the stairway, carrying them to safety. Improvising, doing what they have to do. And I just have to point out that I'm sure that some of them were card-carrying union members that the right wing likes to beat up on. I'm sure that some of them have been involved in negotiations for pay. But all of that goes to the wayside when a job has to be done and there's a sick person in a hospital. You see, those folks aren't nurses because they are doing it because they're going to get rich. They're doing it because they are touched and they are guided in life by helping others. And helping others is what it's all about. And I have to say, last night I tweeted out as I got out of MSNBC out on 30 Rock and went out on 6th Avenue. I took a picture of a police wagon and the guys were working and getting after it. And I tweeted out, cops everywhere tonight. They're screwing around. And my fingers are fat and my mind was going so fast I didn't type fast enough. I meant to say that they're not screwing around, meaning they're getting the job done. So I had to correct that on Twitter. Damn it, I get in trouble all the time, don't I? But anyway, I just can't compliment the city of New York and how it's been organized and managed and the helpfulness of the people. It's the spirit of America. Now, I've been through a lot of disastrous storms, power outages, flooding in the Midwest. And the folks in the Midwest are very proud. They're a hardy folk. They're hardworking. You know what? People here in New York are the same way. Nobody's got a lock on the market on great people. No part of the country is any better than anywhere else. And we all ought to take pride in that, is that there is a lot of people that are willing to step up because they're Americans and do something for their neighbor, because that's who we are. That's how we get through it. I suppose I could take political jabs here at Governor Christie, but I can't. I could, but I can't. I mean, it's not in my heart. I guess you could say that he's come to Jesus when it comes to federal help. The devastation has been unthinkable in his words. And he has been out and about and saying, you know what, the president's been on top of this. All politics stops at the water edge. I mean, look, disasters require more than the resources of what a state can provide. In other words, the disaster can be so unbelievable in your neck of the woods that there aren't enough local tax dollars or assistance or people available that's going to help residents get through it. So why would anybody make the case against federal help? If we have storms in the Midwest and people take the shirt off their back to help their neighbor and they do the same thing on the East Coast, why would we start sectionalizing things? Why would we want to turn it over to states and every man for yourself attitude? That's not who we are as Americans. The people in North Dakota would be willing to help the people in New York. The people in Minnesota would be willing to help the people in California. Because they're Americans. And sure enough, there are linemen that are going to be coming in from Texas to New Jersey. There are linemen that are coming in from Canada to help restore the power. In fact, it is so bad they can't even get the crews out there to give good assessment of exactly how damaging this whole storm has been. and heeding the warnings, paying attention to those who have the power and the information, paying attention to the elected officials who are the facilitators and the motivators, are really the best thing that the public has to operate on. And so I just really feel that in many respects, in dealing with this storm, which meteorologically, or however, whatever that term is, weather-wise, I guess is easier for me to say, has been something we've never dealt with before when it comes to the makeup of the storm, the characteristics of the storm, the way it built, the way it turned, its course, everything. The jet stream, I mean, this is, and you can start talking global warming real fast about how this Earth is changing. You want to go down that road? I suppose we can. There are the deniers out there that are going to have a hard time explaining, how did this storm get to be the way it is? How did it just all of a sudden do these kinds of goofy things that it did? And so I think they're going to be writing about this one for a long time. They're going to be writing about this storm, talking about the preparedness, the federal response, the organization, the cooperation that we've seen, and the next door neighbor who's willing to help. I think it's in many respects, it's a high point for America. It is. It's amazing what we can do. You know what? You know what's amazing about it? It is like a team. You know, it's amazing what we can accomplish as a team when we're not concerned with who gets the credit. Seriously. I mean, if this guy's in the locker room, that all he cares about is getting the headlines and making sure that he's camera friendly and makes a big play and takes credit for the game. I mean, you've come across guys like that before, right? And in politics as well, there's camera jumpers. I'll just lay it on the line. Michelle Bachmann. She's never seen a camera that she hasn't fallen in love with. Okay, and there's some Democrats that way, too. But it's amazing what we can accomplish as a team when we're not concerned with who gets the credit. Firm believer in that, and I think that's playing out now. It was really weird last night. I got home, and I walked to and from work, and had a car for a little bit, but there wasn't, I mean, it was a ghost town, except for law enforcement officials and a few folks that were, stupid or hardy enough to go out and try to go from point A to point B. Everything was closed. I guess these people were going to work or whatever they were doing. I don't know, but there were not very many of them. And I got upstairs in the apartment, and I looked across the Hudson River, and normally New Jersey is just totally filled with lights. It's really quite a light show, actually, every night. And all you could see were just a few lights across the river. There were just a few lights. And then, of course, you see the red lights flashing and whatnot. Those are obviously police cars or emergency vehicles or whatever. And you see this big explosion from one of the power plants, and all of a sudden all the lights go out. I had a friend of mine who was telling me about that. I didn't see that. But I saw just a few pockets of lights here and there, and you're thinking, well, somebody at home's got a generator. But, I mean, it was black. And it was right in the thick of it all. And to be without power, if you're not used to being without power, or if you're not prepared for being without power, and I can't believe that 2.4 million people in the state of New Jersey, and I can't believe that 7 million people in America are convinced that, you know, they're going to be okay when it comes to power. Now, there's a lot of inconvenience here, and there's a lot of folks that probably don't know how to deal with it and are going to be getting real, real frustrated real fast. We'll see. Your calls, your comments, lots more coming up. The politics of it today. Mike Papantonio going to be along with us later today. We were trying to connect with a reporter who's on his way to Battery Park that spent the night in Cape May, New Jersey. What's happening in Ohio? Ohio State Senator Nita Turner is going to be here. And I want to tell you a story about what's unfolding in my old stomping grounds where I used to work. Now we're getting political. Pay attention to this. Bill Clinton, the former president, is out and about doing yeoman's work for the Democrats and is doing the heavy lifting for the Democrats and President Obama against what could be a terrible outcome if Mitt Romney wins. No one will ever be able to say that Bill Clinton, the former president, isn't doing everything he could possibly do. Last night, he was in Fargo, North Dakota, stumping for Heidi Heitkamp. That's an open Senate seat. Heitkamp, a great candidate, very intelligent. I've known her for a long time. She's up against a one-term congressman. He's been in there less than 2 years, Rick Berg, who's got a checkered past when it comes to telling the truth and being honest about his business dealings. And she's leading in the polls. So Bill Clinton shows up last night in Fargo, and they end up going to a facility called the Fargo Civic Center. Packed house, 6,000-7,000 people overflow into the auditorium next door, and Clinton goes over and talks to them, too, after he finds out that there's an overflow of crowd. I mean, the guy is just getting it done. But the largest facility, or one of the largest facilities that they could have used in Fargo, was the Bison Sports Arena. And the organizers of this event were trying to get the president to be able to go into the Bison Sports Arena at North Dakota State University, where they play basketball, which can hold probably 15,000 people. And the reason that was given to the organizers was it's too close to the election and it didn't want to be viewed as a partisan event. Did you hear that correctly? A former president of the United States was not allowed in the group that wanted him to go in and speak on behalf of somebody. Taxpayer facility, the president of that university would not allow former President Bill Clinton to have that facility, which would have packed the joint. Partisan politics in the heartland. I mean, I'm outraged by this. Having a business in North Dakota and being a taxpayer, I don't want any of my tax dollars going to North Dakota State University. I don't want any Ed Schultz Broadcasting money going to NDSU. I mean, this president of NDSU, I'm going to introduce you to him. Introduce this guy to our audience tonight on MSNBC, and I'm going to show his face. I mean, I can't think of any university president across America that has ever denied a former president a facility because an election's coming up. Are you freaking kidding me? Wow. 1-877-934-6833. Joel Heitkamp, who's a talk show host and the brother of Heidi the candidate, will tell us exactly, you know, what's going on with that story. Ted Strickland, going to be a long raider, the former Ohio governor, who can tell us just how many lies Romney can tell in 1 hour in Ohio. And Frank Pallone, Democrat from New Jersey, a congressman, will give us an update on exactly what they are dealing with. Lots coming up. Your calls are next. This is Where America Comes to Talk, the Ed Schultz Radio Show.
Ed's back for another round. Tonight at 8 Eastern, The Ed Show on MSNBC.
Technology has changed the way we work, but to make the most of it, we need the right tools. That's why I use ShareFile by Citrix. Professionals in law, accounting, healthcare, marketing, and more rely on ShareFile daily to collaborate with their clients and coworkers while maintaining the highest level of security and accountability. And that's really what it's all about. You know, with ShareFile, you can easily send and receive files of almost any size. Instead of attachments, they're sent as secure links. No bounce backs. ShareFile gives you complete control of your files. You can even password protect them for optimum security. Plus, you can access files from anywhere. Laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Do it today. I recommend it. Look, ShareFile by Citrix is the way we do business today. It helps you communicate with everybody you're doing business with. Try ShareFile today with my special 30-day free trial. Go to ShareFile.com, click on the radio microphone, and enter my name, Ed. Remember, visit ShareFile.com and type in my name, Ed.
In the past year, Rock Center with Brian Williams has brought you stories no one else could.
On Rock Center.
A different side of Justin Bieber.
I just want to prove people wrong.
The founder of Facebook finally sharing.
We aren't making billions.
A first look inside the White House Situation Room.
This was the longest 40 minutes of my life.
The Sandusky interview that shocked America.
I am innocent.
At the center of power.
Investigation.
Controversy. At the center of it all. The Emmy-winning Rock Center with Brian Williams. At 10, 9 Central, Thursdays on NBC.
FreshBooks.
If you love running your own business but are challenged with your finances, here's your solution.
FreshBooks Cloud Accounting. FreshBooks is the easy-to-use cloud accounting service designed for business owners. With FreshBooks, create invoices and manage your books from almost anywhere. You'll save time on your billing and get paid faster. Try it for free at FreshBooks.com. That's FreshBooks.com.
As easy as it looks, FreshBooks.com.
Sometimes life hurts. Sometimes the hurt lasts so long you think it will never end. Someone with fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome, or chronic pain may think they have no choice but to live a life of pain. At the Bhakti Wellness Center, we would like to give you a different choice. Even if you've exhausted the mainstream options, there can still be hope. Please call Guy Odishaw at 612-859-7709 and have a conversation about how cranial sacral therapy can create space for living life without pain. That's 612-859-7709.
Thanks again for recommending Nick. He already saved the company a lot of money.
How?
He told us about IP House, a local company offering customized VMForge virtual data centers.
Okay.
We spent a fortune on our physical servers, only to replace them with what they call cloud servers. Even those have major issues, including being very expensive. IP House offered the best of both worlds with their VMForge virtual data centers.
And they did?
They were a lifesaver. Now our servers fit our needs without wasting money.
Revolutionize your business with IP House. Online at iphouse.com.
Hello, friends. This is Nancy Nelson. Here at AM 950, there's hardly any conversation that is as important as vote. Get out the vote. See to it you help people get to the polls. See to it people still can vote with your help, if necessary, absentee. Vote, 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 vote. And that's going to be most of our conversation on Wednesday from 5 to 6 with the remarkable Steve Booker on Steve Booker Wednesday and the Nancy Nelson Show.
Keep your ear close to the radio on election night, November 6th, as AM 950's Nancy Nelson and Matt McNeil broadcast live with great guests and great interviews. Tune in to AM 950 on Tuesday night, November 6th, for up-to-the-minute coverage of the 2012 election. Coverage begins at 5 p.m. with Nancy Nelson live from the Crown Plaza in St. Paul. We'll stay with you through the wee hours of the night to tally the votes and cover all the action. Tune in election night to AM 950, your home for election 2012.
Twitter, we got Ed, and thank you for doing that. Everything changes when you go through something like this. Your whole routine, your thought process, you forget about what time it is, what day it is. You're running on empty personally. You're tired. You're ornery. You're pissed off. You're very. It's just a different everything. If you know what I mean. Yeah, you got it. And that's just how it is. And it's going to take time to get back to normal. 1-877-934-6833. Let's go to Frank in Las Vegas. Frank, good to have you on the program.
Well, thank you, Ed. It's a pleasure to be on. And just let me say that I really love your show. The reason I called in this morning, you know, I'm a truck driver. I was driving across northern Tennessee on my way into Virginia this morning. And I'm listening to all the stuff about the storm, and I'm thinking, you know, if there's anything that should bring Americans together in spite of all the contentiousness, it ought to be this storm. And so just for the heck of it, I, you know, turned to one of those right-wing talk shows that I generally would never listen to. And I was shocked to hear the host, very well-known host, saying that he was telling the story about how when the attack on Benghazi was taking place, there was SEALs stuck there, and that they were calling Obama on the phone, and he refused to take their phone call in the middle of the attack.
You know, look, let me just say this. The truth will come out, but you can't allow idiots with microphones to manufacture something that is so far from the truth. And I have more credibility than they do because we have now evidence. We have evidence beyond a shadow of a doubt. Some of his own people are turning on him. That the number one person in the Republican Party, Mitt Romney, is willing to run commercials to flat out lie about an automobile industry. So if they're going to spend money to lie, how hard is it for them just to say it freely? that President Obama didn't do this. This didn't happen. That didn't happen. This is what they did. But, you know, they're full of crap is what they are.
Well,
and so I think that we as Americans, including myself, I have to pinch myself every now and then, we're dealing with pathological liars that will do anything to get control of the government. That's it.
Well, that's true, but I just don't understand how you could be so heartless when so many people are going through so much. They also, when you know that you mentioned that about the cars, they also claimed to have a report from the head of GM in China saying that the report about Jeep moving their production to China was true and that they could verify it.
Well, you know, the Romney, that ad and that comment has been debunked by people who have firsthand knowledge, and to listen to these righty talkers manufacture crap is just amazing to me. You know, let me just say this. Not that the lives to cheapen the situation. It just seems amazing to me how these righties are all uptight about the deaths of four Americans in Benghazi, but they were supporting all the lies of the Iraq war and have no bones with the amount of Americans that we lost in Iraq. We're right back on the Ed Schultz Radio Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system.
Jack Rice here. I'm pleased to bring you the Jack Rice Show every Sunday on AM 950. We wrap up the week nationally and locally. It really is a different kind of show. We bring experts to offer an informed perspective to our stories, and sometimes we get into conversations that no one expected. Tune in every Sunday from 7 to 9 a.m. and again from 4 to 6 p.m. Listen to previous shows on AM950radio.com or with our free Android app. Listen to the Jack Rice Show this Sunday only on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
We all know having a doctor who knows you creates peace of mind. It works the same with your pharmacist. Whether it's explaining directions, side effects, or drug interactions, a pharmacist who knows you makes all the difference in the world. Independent pharmacies care for you and your family because they live and work in your community. Plus, when it's pharmacist-owned, you get the personal touch of a friendly, caring staff. Find your independent pharmacies at localrxminnesota.com and rediscover the difference.
Since the 40s, West 7th Pharmacy has been locally owned, and we know our customers on a first-name basis. Our commitment is to serve our community with prescriptions, personal care items, gifts, and cards for any occasion. Park right out front on West 7th Street. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is John Heschen, owner of St. Paul Corner Drug, providing the best pharmacy services available. Not only medication, but also education. Using robotics to improve speed and accuracy gives us the time to get to know you. That's St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be at Snelling and St. Claire.
Tune in for Meet the Press every Sunday at 3 p.m. on AM 950.
Isn't it funny that we talk about the unemployment rate in political terms first without talking about the impact on working people and families and the communities that they live in? 27 straight months of job gains is great news, but we're never going to have the rate of job gains that we need until the Congress passes the jobs bills that the president's put before them.
Sundays at 3 p.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, friends. This is Nancy Nelson. Please join me every Saturday on AM 950. Why? Because it's your lucky time to be with Johnny Command.
Oh, I love being with Johnny Command. We're on from 11 to noon every Saturday with Nancy, gorgeous Nancy Nelson. And we just have a ball. We talk about theater. We talk about the police blotter, so you know what's going on around you in your neighborhood.
And we laugh a lot. I'm telling you, you don't want to miss the laughs. Every Saturday from 11 to noon.
Right here on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
AM 950 weather brought to you by First Tech. Partly cloudy tonight, down below freezing, a low of 27. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 50 degrees and down to about 33 degrees tomorrow night. Sunny for your Thursday, a high of 47, 45 on Friday, and it looks like we're hitting mid-40s for the rest of the weekend. It's the 35th anniversary of First Tech, the world's original Apple store. Celebrate this Friday with specials, prizes, refreshments, and reserve your seat for the world premiere of the movie Macintosh 2.0.
This hour of the Ed Schultz Show is proudly sponsored by the SMSC. The Shakopee Midwakanton Sioux community has a tradition of being a good neighbor, and that tradition continues.
The most listened to liberal talker in America is back. Here's Ed Schultz.
1-877-934-6833. Thank you for joining us here on the Ed Schultz Radio Show. Mike Papantonio, Ring of Fire radio host. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Ed, how are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. It's amazing how this storm has brought a lot of politicians to Jesus and figured out that, you know, the federal government ain't all that bad after all, is it?
They all sound like Rick Perry and Bobby Jindal, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. You know, Chris Christie is finally realizing that devastation can override any kind of state resource. Here is the governor of New Jersey, who has, been a boisterous guy in his few years as governor and quick to criticize and loves to have the bravado of telling it like it is. Cut four. Here it is.
The level of cooperation between local, state, and federal has been exemplary.
Excellent. I was on the phone for the third time yesterday, last night, with the president of the United States. He called me at midnight last night to check in on how things were going, as he was seeing reports about how bad things were in New Jersey. He accelerated the major disaster declaration for New Jersey without the usual red tape. I can't thank the president enough for that, signed that this morning. And so I have to say this, the cooperation has been great with FEMA here on the ground at our intelligence center, and the cooperation from the president of the United States has been outstanding. He deserves great credit.
So now we got Governor Chris Christie saying Brownie's doing a heck of a job. He says that FEMA's getting her done.
Yeah, well, you know, the backstory on the Christie's getting ready to run. He's just the backline for the Republicans. He doesn't have the interest in Romney winning. But you know, the point is, he realizes voters are all focusing today not on just the Weather Channel. You know, they're focusing on things like Obama's history and Romney's history where it comes to mega storm stories. They should refocus on the fact that Mitt said that he'd gut FEMA to the point that it'd be incapable of handling a massive storm disaster like this. He said it a couple times. The Mitt picture is that he says that the burden should fall on the states alone to take care of themselves. As a matter of fact, he said in a perfect world, FEMA should be privatized, and we can imagine Bain Capital and church groups and private contributors and contractors trying to take care of something as disastrous as this. But that's Mitt's position. His partner's even worse than that. The little Gilligan, the VP pal Gilligan, hates FEMA so much that there's really no funding at all for it in the Paul Ryan Path to Prosperity budget. So this gives you an idea. This is the big picture here, though, is it's easy to understand. The Republican mantra has always been that FEMA is evil because it is the federal government. And really what it comes down to is we ought to look at it. It's the very best. It's the very best of Americans trying to take care of themselves. And that's just not the way the Republicans see it. Really, Mitt would privatize FEMA. There's no question.
Well, here's the bottom line. We're a week away. And the president looks like he's got his act together the same way he looked like he got his act together on the stimulus package, on the automobile loan, which he called correctly, on taking out bin Laden and doing this whole organization and staying on top of it and moving things quickly. Maybe there are going to be some Americans out there to figure out, you know what, 31 months of private sector job growth with no Republican help and all this other stuff, maybe he is the right guy for the job. He's in a position right now showing leadership. How do you think that helps 1 week from the election?
Well, I think it helps tremendously. I mean, the better thing to do this few days out from the election is go ahead and look presidential. Look, they've done study after study that has looked back in retrospect, and they've said, what does a natural disaster do for a president, a sitting president? Some studies that show that there's an electoral boost for a president that makes national disaster declaration and then handles the problem well. And the other side of it, it is, and it's almost tough to stomach, but the American public actually blames national leaders for even for natural disasters. I mean, that's where it starts. They somehow feel like, you know, he's in office, the natural disaster took place with him in office. So there's some issue of blame. And then all of a sudden, if that leader shows leadership, like Obama is doing by pulling himself out of the campaign trail, he's pivoting from campaign to commander-in-chief. That's what he should be doing right now. And if you look at all the focus groups that have looked at this, that's what they want to see of a commander-in-chief. It's just up to the Democrats, Ed, as usual. Can they get the message out there that Mitt is the guy who wanted to completely gut FEMA, that his pal wanted to gut FEMA, and that in a Bain capital Mitt Romney world, it would be privatized, and we'd be counting on private contractors and everybody else take care of these people.
And here's the problem with this campaign. Romney is insulated right now. He would never put himself in a position to say, you see the devastation of New Jersey. You see the governor of New Jersey complimenting the president, talking about FEMA. You say you'd get rid of FEMA. He's a Republican. You're a Republican. Work this out for us. He couldn't take that question.
Mm-hmm.
His philosophy is, well, hell, let's privatize it. Let's have the Disaster Response Corporation out there. I mean, who can make a dollar? I mean, Romney's world is not about service. Romney's world is about who can make a dollar and how fast it can be done and who can get wealthy off an event. That's it. And I think that this storm, this October surprise, whatever you want to call it, is not good for Romney because it's exposing who he is and what his philosophy is when people are even in need.
Well, that's what I think personally as I review everything. I mean, this again, he says the federal government can't afford to solve the problems. He says we can't afford to solve problems of natural disasters and states should. Now, he says that within weeks. Think about this, Ed. He says the states have to solve the problem within weeks of Mitt saying that the states are going bankrupt. And that those bankruptcies are the fault of Obama. So to land Mitt's logic, he believes it's a better idea for a bankrupt state to take care of disaster victims without shelter, without food, water, medical care, electricity, transportation, take care of it on their own to rebuild their devastated infrastructure and further bankrupt that state. So, you know, he's always talking out of both sides of his mouth. This is a great example of it. Again, Republicans hate the symbol of FEMA, Ed, because it's the symbol of a strong federal system that comes together to help everybody, that helps the disadvantaged as well as the affluent, that we're all in this together. Republicans never believe we're all in this together, and that's why you have Mitt Romney saying, let's privatize the damn thing and let Bain Capital types figure out how to respond to a natural disaster like this.
Mike Papantonio, Ring of Fire radio host. You hear him on progressive talk stations across the country on weekends. Great to have you with us, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
1-877-934-6833. This is where America comes to talk, the Ed Schultz radio show. Now, I'm going to talk to you about cleaning up. And you know what I'm talking about, BioGreen Clean. I have been talking about BioGreen Clean for, 4 years now? There's been a lot of storms that have come and gone. This product was here before the storm, will be here after the storm. You're going to have to do some cleaning up. No question about it. I don't care where you are. BioGreen Clean is the absolute finest cleaner on the face of the earth. Mark Graff, you know, if you're dealing with floods, you're dealing with everything, aren't you?
Absolutely, especially back east there, you know, where they're going to have a lot of problems with folks cleaning up because it's a humid environment to begin with and still pretty warm out there this time of year. It's not cold yet, and there's going to be a lot of cleanup issues in cars and basements and throughout houses. I mean, it's going to be a mess for a lot of folks. It's too bad, but you still got to clean it up eventually, and this product will do the job, absolutely.
Listen to Fred. He'll tell you all about it.
Have you ever accidentally marked yourself with a Sharpie after trying to mark an object? Well, I have, and that tattoo stays around for a long time. After trying to remove it with soap and water without much success, I thought, well, let's try BioGreen Clean. So after three applications of the 3-to-1 BioGreen Clean, it was completely gone. So if you've had that problem, BioGreen Clean is your answer.
There you have it. I want you to order today, folks, because you see, it's plant-derived. It's from the earth. It's 100% American. It's from the plant seed, residue of the plant seed, no question about it. It's eco-friendly. It's everything you need, and it makes everything sparkle. And guess what? It'll go after mold and dirt and grime like you wouldn't believe, and scum, and knocks down petroleum products like you wouldn't believe. Order today. It's the best solution you'll ever have if you've got to clean up after any kind of mess. BioGreenClean.com, BioGreenClean.com, or give them a call at 1-877-572-6516. That's 1-877-572-6516. 1-877-572-6516. Order today. There's nothing better. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Eddie.
More coming up here where America comes to talk. The Ed Schultz Show. Your calls are next. Actress Elizabeth Banks.
Romney's overall old-fashioned take on the place of women in the workplace. He couldn't find a woman around him to appoint to any of those positions. He needed to have other people bring him binders. It's a bummer.
This is the Ed Schultz Show.
If you ever wondered if a bank employee has ever stolen customers' identity and their money, there's a crime concept you should learn. It's called employee access ID theft, and here's an example. A bank employee in Ohio was indicted for identity theft. The indictment alleged that she stole more than $170,000 from multiple customer accounts. She opened loans without the customer's knowledge, skimmed interest, and withdrew cash from customers' accounts. She even stole $35,000 from a customer who had died. Look, we all know that bank employees are honest folks, but all it takes is one. Think of all the people with access to you, your identity, your credit, your bank account information. Life has risk, and employee access ID theft happens in banks, restaurants, and stores. That's why I've protected myself with LifeLock Ultimate Identity Theft Protection, and you need to, too.
You're listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network. Listening to The Horn, the head-on radio network.